Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, episode 100. First off tonight, we've got a short recollection section for us. It's only about 10 minutes long, so if you don't want to listen, just fast forward 10, 12 minutes, and you'll be right into the meat of the episode. But on tonight's episode, we do go after some orcs, and boy, do we find orcs. Emily's secret is revealed, and somehow Jack is the bad guy. Regulus kills an innocent prisoner, and somehow Jack is the bad guy. Surtur sets up a one-on-one battle that Jack interferes with, while Jason does some amazing flying. Oh, and Surtur really does like to desecrate an orc corpse. And in the end, there's a dog pile on, you guessed it, poor old Jack. Remember, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left in our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766, or send us email, roy@rusackgamers.com. You can also stop by our RPGCrosstalk.com forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamer section. Listen to us on Stitcher as well. Just go to Stitcher.com, download the program to your computer, phone, or tablet, and listen whichever way you prefer. Also, we still got dice. Just send us some email. Enjoy the show.
Okay, so here's the problem.
You can't do it.
We recorded a nice little intro to episode 100, and then we recorded our game.
It's so typical.
It's so podcast.
I accidentally saved over top of that. So
that's so Roy.
Now here's a good thing. We overwrote the 10 minutes with the 2 hours, as opposed to overwriting the 2 hours with the 10 minutes.
That's one way to look at it.
So I'm positive about it.
So let's just celebrate our 100th episode with a complete act of ineptitude.
And say, yeah, thanks, Roy. Well, we're your fans.
After 100 episodes, we still haven't learned Jack's squat.
At least the guy doing the recording over here hasn't.
Oh, it's okay. Well, it can happen to anybody.
So the point is that we recorded a little thing, an intro to put in the front of this episode.
An introduction.
To put on the beginning of this episode here, which is episode 100.
Yay!
Yay! Jeff had an idea for us to talk real quickly about, and that was?
We were just going to go through and talk about things that we remembered that just stuck out in our mind from the last 100 episodes. I mean, Todd, would you like to talk and start us off?
Well, this is so anticlimactic.
We've already done all this. Let's do something different.
I know.
We're not trying to recreate.
Sure, I can't recreate the one. My favorite thing was Burning Empires. Go, Jeff.
We went with him the first time.
We're not trying to recreate it.
Bernie, no. What did you like about Burning Empires?
Well, I mean, the whole thing, I'll try to do it right, Roy.
Just tell us. You don't have to repeat it.
Jeez. Oh, shut up!
I don't know how this got so hot.
This is 100 episodes right here. Shut up. No, you stop.
This is your fault, Roy.
Roy, do something. No, I'm sitting over here thinking.
You know, one of my favorite. Speaking of which,
email.
We were playing Burning Empires, and me and Todd and Roy were driving up to Origins. You remember this?
Yep.
And we were discussing Roy's character. Roy's character is this, supposed to be this Machiavellian crime lord.
Yeah, I just didn't get that right.
And with a really cool sidekick named Zhao. I don't remember your guy's name. And
we had 1,000 things, and Roy's like, "Oh wow, yeah, I could do that."
Yeah, we're like, "You should do this, and you could take the Claudium, and you could use that, and you could extort this, and then you could go after the veil in this one. You could do this," and Roy's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah."
And then we get
didn't
back.
Do any of it.
Crickets.
What are you gonna do, Roy?
I don't know.
I don't have any. Jason. Joe, make a noise. I mean,
Joe,
do a funny voice.
Yeah. go,
now,
Joe.
Now, wait a second. In Roy's defense, when somebody said, "How about Jal doing it?" Ooh, I'll be happy to do Jal.
Yeah.
Ooh, see, I even got the ship made up. Yeah, I got it.
So divested of that character that I was playing.
Jal.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Just slap me shocked.
I know you can't believe that. So it's funny because the first time I recorded this, I was the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm glad it wasn't.
Ooh, I like this one better.
Yes, this is. Let's pick on fan favorite Roy.
Yeah.
Fan favorite. Fan
Doug,
favorite.
How about you?
There was a moment in Todd's game when we were playing Burning Empire where I realized I completely screwed up when I made my character. You know the joke, like, nobody would make a character like this?
Yes.
That was my character.
But I made him for combat. Wrong. Yeah, you made him for combat.
I made him for, and in the first combat, I realized I put all his points in the wrong freaking skills.
It was the wrong type of combat, though.
Yeah. I didn't read the combat section of the book. That was the problem.
You built it for the invasion phase. It was like, your character will shine in the invasion phase. But up until that point, it's like, I don't know. I can push people out.
I got a big boot. There we go.
So we get to the combat, and I'm like, yeah, combat. I'm all about combat. And Todd's like, okay, well, we're going to do team combat, and you've got an assault squad with you. I'm like, yeah, assault squad. And I look it up. I'm like, I don't have any of these skills.
Hey, don't feel bad that night because everybody else got to watch.
I know.
Go, Doug. Yeah. How's the team going, buddy?
Yeah, come on, Doug game. Go.
Two dice. That's all you get to roll?
Really?
How many do you have?
30.
Yeah, so lesson, kiddies, if you're going to play any kind of combat, read the combat section before you make your character. Yeah, sage advice.
Rules to live by. Yeah. Joe.
Well, at least you didn't make a 100-year-old geritol-ridden alien, you fucking jackholes. Try playing that one.
Here, play this one. And by the way, now that you've already, you know, invested all your time in creating a character, he has to have a voice.
Right.
Oh, that was, wait a minute, that was all Joe. Well, wait, they say that they speak because they can't pronounce, they sound sort of like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I don't want to do a stupid Arnold voice.
I'd rather do Admiral Ackbar. But hyped up on geritol. And arthritis. And I don't do much except talk a lot. And drag stuff out way too long.
And kick psychologists out of your head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did do that.
Once or twice.
Sorry, Jeff.
Bill.
Yes. One of the Flames of Gold.
The game you ran in Burning Wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Roy's character set the brothel on fire.
Yes.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was a fun game. After he dropped your dwarf, you had your big dwarf fighter.
Yeah, yeah.
And who was in that fight?
No, that's what he did to get in there to drop him.
Yeah,
and then while the fire's going on, did they fight?
It was supposed to be a small fire that was a distraction.
But he failed the roll.
And I burned half the city down. A third of the city.
A third of the port docks and stuff
like that. Yeah.
You're like, what was the name of the cow in Chicago? Miss O'Malley's cow. Yeah, that's...
I forgot about that. That was great.
Yeah.
Good times.
All right, Jason, what do you got, buddy?
Well, back to Bill. You know, the funny part about that is every game from that point on is, I want to burn something. I want to burn something. Let me go.
I set it on fire.
I can do it. And he never made one roll.
Well, he's like, didn't he take arson as like a skill to learn?
Yeah,
he tried to open
eyes or something. Yeah.
I think I'm still opening that skill.
Just follow the fire.
Yeah. So you said it's agility from I got 7 tries.
Oh, and that's with my dwarven surgeon, Kyrgyn, who people were running from the fire, and like one guy tried to save him and actually rolled so poorly that I had to put him out of his misery.
Everybody you tried to help died at your hands.
Outside the party, everybody you tried to kill, tried to help, you killed.
Yes.
Until he ended up on the submarine. Aren't you on a submarine?
I got on the submarine and left with my ward. Yeah, I snuck away with him. I was like, come on, we got on the sub and took off. Okay, what about you, Roy? What do you got?
I said it earlier and wrote over top of it, saved over top of it. It's the Deadlands Noir game. The whole game. I mean, I loved that game. I had so much fun feeding off what little I had was supplemented with everything you guys told me. It was a fun game. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and that's the first time, and we talked about this before.
I know. Redux.
But that's the first time I've ever seen you do, where you didn't run like out of a module or run like, because you have a lot of the Pathfinder stuff. And you rerun from those. And this one, you just sort of said, here's a story I want to tell. I got it in my mind. And allowed us to run with ideas and let us, you know, explore and play the characters we wanted to play and have fun. And it was very organic and it felt.
Yeah. It's really cool. I think you've got to feel the kind of jazz that Jeff and I feel when we do the burning wheel and dungeon world kind of stuff where it's very free form and the GM is feeding off the players just as much as the players are feeding off what the GM's telling them.
Yeah. And we're just making stuff up as we're going along trying to like, what is going to happen?
I wasn't expecting that, but that's better than what I had.
Yeah,
let's go
like,
with
no,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, throw it out to the party out there and let them, because the players will always come up with something much worse than you ever would have thought of. I mean, and I don't mean worse as in bad. I mean worse as in worse for the other players.
Right. Yes. Jeff, anything else?
Do you even remember what you talked about 2.5 hours ago?
I'm trying to remember what I talked about.
Fighting with Todd for at least 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about Todd brought that up, though. With the arguments and stuff. And then actually, I think we learned from it. We moved on. But, you know, trying to work through rules and
you're going to make me cry.
Making sausage. And
it's not just like Gen Con.
Hug? No.
Yeah, that's a different kind of crying.
There's more alcohol involved then. But no, because you know, we had the arguments and stuff, but we worked through them, and I really appreciate the fact that we can do that we're all at the table here, and we can all sit down, and you know, our characters mess with each other, and we, you know, I love watching Todd or Doug look across the table at me or Roy, like, oh, I'm gonna get you.
It's on.
It is so on. And like, you do what? Because like the I had the psychologist in the Burning Empires game, and I didn't use psychology. I made it a point not to use it on any of the players to mess with their characters.
We were still scared.
And everybody, I would never do that. But then I get this one NPC, and I'm going to have the combat, and I went in and fried that dude, just fried him, and I knuckled him under, and I made him my dude. He said, you love me. And then Doug put him in an airlock. And I was like, what? You're gonna what? And I watch him floating off into space through the porthole. Yeah. So anyway, so that, you know, and that stuff happens, but it's all fun. And the real arguments we have about the game, we talk through them like grown-ups and we come to a resolution and it's all good.
Yep. It helps with the trust we were talking about.
Yeah, you
GM
can't.
And players trust. I mean, it's a big part of it. You said. So, this is 100 episodes. We've had fun. We've hope you've had fun listening to us.
And this is our last one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And we're still surprised.
It's too bad your group's not as cool as ours.
No, boo.
Boo yourself, you jackholes.
You just alienated all three listeners.
Yeah, I don't care.
Enjoy.
Drag the bottom of the barrel for that one.
Yeah. You guys enjoy episode 100. We'll be back for 101. And for those of you who have gotten in touch with me, the dice are on their way out. Enjoy the game, guys.
And those
enjoy.
Yeah. Keep going.
Thank you all. I'm ready.
All right. I'm recording.
Hi.
Hello, Jeffrey. How you doing?
I'm fine tonight, Roy. How are you?
I'm happy. Can you quit interrupting me so I can take a drink?
I'm waiting for you to offer me one. So, Todd's not here again tonight.
Who? We miss you, Todd.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to forget his face. We should snap a picture of him. We can just set it there so we... so we know what he looks like when he comes back in. We won't... Can I help you?
Bazinga.
Bazinga. Hi, I'm Jeff.
I'm Doug.
I'm Joe.
I'm Bill.
Jason.
I'm Roy.
And we're the Rusak Gamers tonight. We're continuing on in our Dungeon World game.
Number eight.
Is it really number eight? Wow.
It's true.
And
we had a break in there.
Yeah, yeah. This is like game three of the return from, after the return from the hiatus, right?
Game two from the hiatus, I believe.
No, it's three. Three, because the first game back here on the mountain, second game back, Joe
got, well, yeah, but we
got it on with a dryad.
We had another
and
break.
Oh, well, I didn't count that one. Yeah, okay. I didn't count that one. Right. Actually, maybe this is game. Here, so maybe this is game four. Let's see, Joe with the dryad. Then y'all fought the dryad and all that. That was another game. So this is actually four since we came back from the long hiatus.
So this isn't eight. No, this is only three. Because episode 98 dropping sometime this week
or three or yeah, because the dryad was the same
on the mountain and came down
and the dryad started. Ah,
it was one set.
So this is third. Yeah.
Third. Okay.
If I remember.
Do we have any emails or anything? Anybody?
No.
We must be perfect. We're perfect.
We got a post.
If you make a mistake in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, is it a mistake?
Only if you pack it out.
We did get a post on the blog from the guys at Smiling Jack.
Uh-huh.
Listened to the podcast. They enjoyed the Deadlands Noir.
Well, cool.
And I think they were getting ready to do their own actual play of that too. So.
Excellent.
Great.
So,
good luck with those guys. They're really good guys.
Cool. Don't do what we do. All right. So as we kind of hinted around at the last time we played, we had, the characters. Doug, you're playing Cassandra the Bard.
Correct.
And Joe is Regulus the Paladin.
Yes.
And Bill is playing Surtur the
Dwarf.
The Dwarf. The Dwarven King. Would-be king. Fighter would be king, yeah.
Well, I'm no would-be about it. I am a king.
He's right.
A king. I don't have a kingdom.
But you don't put your crown on, right?
Because I don't have a kingdom.
Exactly.
Well, how can you be a king if you don't have a kingdom?
How can you be a Roy if you don't have a Roy?
I have a Roy.
Really?
Yeah.
Please don't show us.
I didn't want to, but you know, hey, if you're going to challenge me here.
Hey, put it back. Put it back. Put it back, Roy.
Let me get my glasses on.
And Jason there is playing Taros the Druid.
Yep.
Who is cursed. And then we've got Roy playing Fat Jack and Todd, who again is not here with us tonight, but that's okay because he got eaten by a tree last game. He is, AWOL. And so we continue the game. Somebody want to talk about what they remember from last time?
Lenny got eaten by a tree.
Lenny got eaten by a tree. You all were fighting the dryad.
The trees were kind of some kind of ruined passage that leads to a network of other trees.
So Lenny ain't here no more.
Yeah. Lenny could be anywhere.
Okay.
Dryad got taken care of.
And by taken care of, we mean killed.
Yes. All sorts of killed.
I made a new friend, Big Tree.
That's right, the trio.
And I'm wearing fancy jewelry. Can't go wrong with that.
And Joe?
I showed up and stabbed things. I don't really remember what I did.
The tree told us where the orc population was.
You and Jack fought the whole time.
And you tried to order the treant. You tried to use your voice of law or whatever your ability is there.
And I tried the I am the law. And apparently he did not think I was the law.
He disagreed with you.
Treant said no.
That heretic.
Bill, you got anything you remember from last time?
The orcs are that way.
Mm. Okay.
Let's go get the orcs.
All right, y'all argued a little bit with Jack about the
dryad.
Yeah, a lot. Killing the dryad. It's good. I like that. I like that because I get to go to the bathroom while y'all are fighting it out.
Like putting on Inagata De Vita when you're a disc jockey?
That's right.
I did not think disc jockey was how you're going to end that sentence.
Okay.
All right, so you guys are in the woods. You all camped? Right, and leveled up.
Yes.
We did.
I could.
You did the level up move last time, and you did the cap. And so now you're preparing.
To start the session with that, too, so that the people who are halfway there could finish.
Right. Does anybody have bonds or anything they want to add? Anything they want to change? Maybe their alignment objective?
No, I think I'm good with mine, actually.
Okay. All right, so you guys rest. It goes from a very dark night to just sort of a grayish gloom. You awake. Do you have anything you'd like to do?
Find the orcs and kill them.
Okay. And how are you going to go about doing that?
Go that way.
Well, if Regulus is still hurt, can I play him a little tune?
Sure.
Regulus, let me help you.
So when that's a failure.
Already?
Cassandra, you're lovely, but you need practice.
So not that lovely either.
Okay.
That was six for those of you listening at home.
So,
real quick, did Emily ever get back up, or is she still unconscious?
I don't think she ever was unconscious.
No.
She fell. She was dropped.
She dropped.
All right. You realize when you try to cast your spell that there's something about these woods that interferes with your ability to prepare. It interferes at times with your ability to actually get the spell to cast.
Hmm.
Or to, I mean, you're not, you don't prepare spells, though.
Right.
But it interferes with the positive energy that's necessary in the universe for you to heal. So it fails.
The acoustics in this forest is all wrong.
Come on, make a move.
We need to find an open spot.
I can give information.
Yeah.
But when I'm not supposed to, first rule of Dungeon World is you don't talk about GM moves in Dungeon World.
You are correct.
Shh, so stop it.
I sit here abashed.
Is that what that look is? You're abashed. Okay, so Joe, what do you want
to
do?
Genes will tell.
I would like to try to heal myself.
Careful, you may go blind.
With the Cure Light Wounds, my new spell, I woke up and prepared.
Tried to. Let's see if it works.
I remember what to roll.
26.
8.
That is a success, but. So, you can lose the spell. The spell goes off. You can lose the spell. Or, you can take a -1 forward. Or.
For the next.
For spell cast.
Yes. Or.
Only once, not. Forward ongoing, just forward for the next.
You draw unwelcome attention, or put yourself in the spot GM tells you how. Your casting distances you from your deity. Take -1 ongoing to cast a spell until the next time you commune.
Until next time we can't.
Yeah. After you cast it, the spell is revoked by your deity. You cannot cast a spell again until you commune and have it granted to you. So you could be healed and lose the spell. Take a -1 going forward, or something bad happens.
But you do cast a spell.
Okay. That's a D8. Cure Light's a D8.
Okay, so you're taking -1 forward?
2. Yeah, I'll take -1.
Okay, so, and you are feeling the same problem. The same sort of, the static, essentially, that's keeping you from...
Interference?
Commuting with your deity. All right, the interference. Interference is good. Okay, so do y'all want to go? Y'all gonna go hunt some orc, or
we're gonna have to because apparently we can't get Lenny out of a tree,
and we need more rations,
and we need to kill orcs.
Yes. Oh, so if you're gonna start traveling, I think she said she also told you the dryad before y'all killed her said that the orcs were like that way, and I'm just pointing randomly that way a day. Okay, so you guys are gonna have to set up your traveling roles.
Is it a perilous journey?
Yeah, traveling through these woods, most certainly. Most sweetly. So, who's gonna take on the roles?
I don't know. What kind of roles we need to make?
All right. It is undertake a perilous journey. When you travel through hostile territory, choose one member of the party to act as the trailblazer. That's usually pretty good as an elf. Elves are good with that, I think. Jason, FYI. Only some elves. Cause Lenny, I think, did it last time. He automatically succeeded. Ranger, yeah. Oh, was that ranger or is that elf?
Being an elf ranger.
Oh, okay. So elf druid doesn't count. I don't understand that, but. I'm not at home in the woods.
He doesn't have to use rations.
Oh, yeah, okay. And then you've got the quartermaster, and then you've got the scout. All right, if you don't have enough party members to choose to assign a job, one of them fails automatically with a 6. But you have enough. You got 5 guys. So who wants to be quartermaster? Who's going to be trailblazer? Who's going to be scout?
Do we have any specific roles associated with it?
It's all wisdom.
Yeah. I got straight up 0 in wisdom.
I got a 0-2, so I'll take whatever.
I got a plus one. I'll do that.
Because you were the scout last time. You acted as scout the first time.
Then I'll scout this time.
Okay. And that's how you got into trouble with the dryad. So let's...
I'll do the quartermaster.
Okay. Okay.
What's the other one?
Trailblazer. The person who actually keeps you heading the direction you need to head.
Bill, do you have a...
I have no wisdom modifier.
Okay.
I'll lead.
I'll roll if you want me to, but I have no wisdom modifier.
You
want
to lead?
Okay, so Cassandra is going to give you all your bearings. That's what the trailblazer does.
Sure she is.
And the scout stays ahead to check, to go forward.
I'll scout ahead.
Oh. Oh, that didn't count.
Wait. Before you start just randomly scouting ahead, why don't we get a heading from Cassandra?
Well, I think you make all the rolls at the same time.
It's color.
Yeah, and we...
It just determines how the GM will mess with us when we fail.
Okay. Have at thee.
I didn't want him to roll and then all of a sudden... Oh, there's a minus because Cassie didn't say which direction you're going in.
No.
And I didn't know if there was that.
No, I... You know, no.
Well, then roll, people.
I mean, I suppose I could say minus one forward or something.
Nine.
Eight.
Awesome.
Seven.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, yes, buts. Okay.
Even a nine? Nine's yes, but? Oh, I guess.
Yeah, you gotta have a ten or more. Ten or more. All right, so if you don't have, I need to start bringing my glasses. If you don't have enough party members, each character with a job rolls wisdom. Do rolls plus wisdom. Yeah. On a 10 plus, the quartermaster, blah, blah, blah. Let's jump down. On a 7 and 9, each roll performs their job as expected. The normal number of rations are consumed. The journey takes about as long as expected. No one gets the drop on you. But you don't get the drop on them either. Okay.
So moving right along, we're going to run into some orcs.
Yeah. You, orcs would be good, but we've done orcs, haven't we?
We're looking for orcs. Trying to move the story onto the orcs. Scouting party.
Okay, let's do that.
Stragglers.
Or we could find something friendly in this forest for once.
Ha!
Really?
Well, you did find something friendly, and then Mr. Bossy Pants over there tried to boss it around, and that was it.
Now, wait a second. Yeah, there was another guy over in the corner going, burn it! Burn it!
But giant. So,
it was a tree.
Okay, you guys are moving through
the
woods.
Giant walking tree.
You guys are moving through the woods.
So we're moving through the woods.
Moving through the woods. And there's a small clearing. And you've come through the clearing. Scouts come back and said, everything's clear. And then you turn around and look back. And there is a group of orcs standing on the other side of the clearing, staring at you. And they go, ugh. And they look at each other. And you guys look at each other. And they... pull their weapons and go, rah, and charge at you.
And it's on.
Sweet.
They pull their swords and they are coming at you.
Any spears? Like a big spear?
No. No spears.
That spear one day.
There are five of them. And one of them, it just sort of takes the lead. And he is just out ahead of them. And he looks crazier. He's got paint on his face, and he's got this big, like, meat cleaver in his hands. It's not even really a sword. It's just for shearing through flesh, and he comes running right at the elf.
Good. They're sending the cook out first.
Sweet.
No, they're sending out the appetizer.
Okay. So the other ones look like the ones that you encountered before. They got the same type of swords and stuff. They're not as big as burly as this other fellow. But he comes charging in.
Regulars.
And he's just foaming at the mouth. Sorry, foaming at the mouth. Regulus.
I bet you can't take that one before I get all of them. And I charge at the rest of them.
Okay. You go charging in. Go ahead and make your roll.
Who?
I'm pointing at Surtur.
Okay.
With his little dwarven legs, he goes charging in, and he's gonna he's gonna throw himself into the group.
And kill.
Alright, so what are you doing? How specifically are you killing him?
Well, I'm gonna
rush into the middle of them, the pack, not the one charging forward, and
okay.
start killing.
Okay. The one who's coming forward is ahead.
That's okay. fine. I'll wink at him as I go by, but I'm going for okay. the other one.
We have to defy danger to get past him.
All right.
Yeah.
As you go by him. Okay.
While Bill's looking it up, I'll let you know that I will pull the cloak up, the hood up on the cloak.
Okay. How do you want to get by him?
I'm just going to charge right by him, ignoring him. So I guess Dex.
Dex
would be getting out of the way or acting fast. I'm running past him.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Go ahead.
Come on, experience.
Nope. No experience for you.
Unless he's got miles.
No, he doesn't have any bonuses on that. He's,
Dex, I do. Still,
it's Dex? Oh, do you? Okay, well, it's an 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't change it. 7, 8, doesn't matter.
No, you'll get past him, but he's gonna get off, he'll get off a swipe as you go by. Okay?
So my choice is not to get past him or he gets to hit me.
Yeah, there yes. are choices in there. Yes. I mean, you can have what you want and take the shot, or...
I'll take the hit.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
What am I rolling?
D10.
D10,
plus
all right.
5.
I'm sorry?
No, I bet you are. Plus
no, no, I really didn't hear you. No.
It's D10 plus 5.
Oh, there's a...
6.
I hate your dice. All right, so it's a 2.
Yeah, those are...
All right, so he just clips you as you go by. Mm-hmm. You going to make a hack and slash on the orcs as you throw yourself into them? Yeah, are you going to throw yourself into them and start attacking with your axe?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. That would be a hack and slash move.
Yeah.
Eight.
Okay, now that's a deal damage, but you take damage.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They are... Okay, roll a d6 and add 2. That's your damage. Oh, no, sorry. A d6, add 5, because there's 4 of them.
Right, okay.
And then you roll your damage on one of them.
I rolled a 2. So
that's 7, so you take, what, 3 net?
Yeah, I only stop 3.
Okay, so you take 4 points. Okay, cool. All right, so the dwarf gets in there, but he takes a couple of shots, and they're a little distracted by that as he's... As he's charging, they're like, go ahead.
My damage. 9.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Cut his head off?
Oh, yeah, doesn't cut his head off, actually, like, splits him from, like, the middle of his forehead all the way down. Just
hit the plane. I glance back at Regulus and say, 1.
I'm on fire, frost.
Okay, hang on. All right. Slow down. Pull your hood up.
Yep.
Jack said that's the next one that, you know, we jumped in. Jack said he wanted to pull his hood up. Go ahead.
2d6, right?
Yes, 2d6 plus your dex to activate the,
8.
Okay. Yeah. So you've got your choices there.
Yes, but I want to take the -1.
Going forward.
Yeah.
While you're invisible.
Yes.
Okay. Or -1 ongoing, actually, I think I should say, while you've got the while you're invisible.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, it does take -1 ongoing while invisible.
All right. The orc with the meat cleaver. Yeah, I mean, it was almost sort of like, he wasn't really looking when he attacks him, and he comes charging still at you. Taros, he's running right at you.
The elf flesh. I haven't tasted elf flesh in years.
Fire crossbow and then change to a snake.
Okay. Is a snake a scavenger? Snakes aren't really scavengers.
They eat live meat.
Yeah, snake.
They hunt and
spider.
No.
Is there a spider's a scavenger?
No.
Weasel?
Rat.
Lizard.
No.
Yeah, well, lizards can be. Yeah, they can be.
They're all herbivores.
Yeah. Go ahead and make your shot. Go ahead and let's see what happens. Ooh, I see a 6 over there.
11.
Okay, you hit. Roll your damage.
1.
Ooh. Oh, that's... All right. So this guy...
He it hits him and it just scratches him, seems to make him madder. I mean, he just, rah! Seems to love it. Love it. And he's gonna attack you. Go ahead and make your, and he's still coming. Still coming. Anybody, everybody standing watching, gonna kill the elf.
anyone gonna do anything?
Can I get the help before he attacks Steel?
I mean,
you can cast magic weapon.
You know, there, you've got lots of actions that you can do there. You can aid him. You could jump to his defense.
Well,
you could
like
step
cast,
up.
I would like to cast magic weapon and then set up a hack and slash and then set up strike for him, which gives him a bonus on his next attack. It's a new move I took.
Oh, okay. Well, he's getting ready to attack. You want to cast magic weapon. Go ahead and cast magic weapon. What are you casting on?
On my halberd.
Okay.
Excuse me. 7.
Plus?
Nope. Remember, a minus 1 going forward.
Oh, so it's a net minus. What do you want to do? You want to take another?
I'll take the unwanted attention.
Okay. That works. As soon as you cast, he turns and he comes right at you. He's going to attack you instead. He pulls off of...
Spins in place?
Yeah, he spins like... He spins in place and he just comes right at you.
Okay.
Your weapon is magic.
He's like,
I'll hit him as hard as I can.
Cleric, die!
Sweet.
Your feeble god has no power here. Oh, okay. Ooh. Maybe he does. He's got a little bit of power. All right, go ahead and hit him.
So my damage is D10 plus the D4 for the magic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm setting up strike, still for you, Jason.
So how does that work? If
he just gets a plus D4 on his next attack and his next damage attack.
Oh, okay. If he attacks. Okay.
Oh, and I get plus 1 for damage. Magic halberd. Ugh. 8 points of damage.
Ooh, not bad, not bad. Okay, still up. Did you still want to transform into a animal?
No, just
Taros.
Try spearing.
Okay, so you're gonna drop the drop the bow.
He feels the lightning electricity
from
the storm.
Stab. Go ahead and heal, and you lunge at him as well.
11.
That will hit.
Plus D4.
With your spear.
6.
Ooh.
And magic helmet.
He is mad now, man.
Still up.
I will,
Cassandra, what did you want to do?
Cassandra will, draw her flute and tell Emily, get behind me. Stay behind me.
Okay.
And, she will play a note to, an ear-shattering note to, split the ears of the big ogre. Or orc. Big orc.
Okay.
She took a new move.
Cool.
Metal Hurlant.
Nice. And what does that do? Go ahead and roll. Let's see what happens. And then you can tell me what the... Nice. 11. You guys, this is your night, guys. I can feel it. I can feel it.
On a 10 plus, the target takes 1d10 damage and is deafened for a few minutes.
Okay. Roll your damage.
Oh!
Maybe not.
One point.
He's
deaf. He's for a few minutes.
Okay. That doesn't really translate to the podcast. Right. Okay, so Jack is there.
Invisible.
Surtur, the three are ganging up on you and they're coming in at you with their jagged swords and they're gonna try and cut you down like the dwarven dog you are. What are you gonna do about that?
I'm gonna do something I learned from Jack. I'm gonna flip over the top of one of them and strike him in the back.
Ooh. All right.
So that'd be an agility.
That's going to be a defy danger. And he's going to try and jump around behind him, jump over their heads.
Yeah.
That's, why not, right?
I can't see the move sheet.
Oh, there's...
Oh. Okay.
That's like a dozen on the table.
Dex, I would assume, right?
Yeah, go ahead. And if... yeah, go ahead. And you don't.
6.
And,
yeah. I do not.
Okay, so you get stabbed. Give me another D6 plus 4 this time.
All right.
Right?
Yeah, I'm just...
As you're trying to get all fancy schmancy with the moves there. Now, there you go. That's some damn...
8.
8. So you take 5. All right. That hurts.
Do I get to swing at that?
Yes, go ahead. You still get your...
I didn't defy danger, but...
No, I know. Yeah, you can still make your attack. Go ahead. You did fail, though.
Yeah, and I took the damage.
Boo. Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Oh, no. Did you fail again?
5.
Oh.
More experience.
This
one, of two rolls that would have let me completely fail. Snake eyes and a 3.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm going to hit something. 5 more failures and I can level.
Well, here's where we are. All right. Yes. You didn't make it past them.
Right. Okay. So I'm in the middle of it.
Because as you go to swing, you realize your axe is still embedded in the first one you killed. It's holding you back. All right. So you're going to have to free your axe before you can attack him again.
Okay.
Okay. The big guy is going to go at
Regulus.
Regulus over there smoking. He's gonna attack you, Regulus. He pulls that cleaver out and he's like, ah, son, chop!
Alright, 40-year-old reference.
What are you gonna do?
I guess I'll hack and slash.
Okay.
You can
defend. How are you gonna do that though?
I'm going to poke him with my halberd.
Very descriptive.
Frantically.
And everybody else is there and just waiting patiently for their turn. You guys are really trained well for the round.
Yeah, I can't wait till some of these other guys do stuff.
I'm doing amazing stuff right now.
11.
11. You hit. Roll your damage. As he rears back with his huge cleaver.
I'm going to set up Surtur for the next D4.
And he's ready to... He's not near you. Yeah. Does he have to be near you? Yeah, I think it's...
Choose an ally. Choose an ally.
Well, I'll let you do it, but tell me.
What's the whole thing say?
The next attack against your target does
your
more damage.
Your target.
I'm with the other ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you can make the fiction work, I'll make it work, but you guys are too far apart.
We give it to the druid.
Okay.
I'm going to sneak over to where the dwarf is manhandling all the rest of the orcs.
8 more.
Damage?
Yep.
Okay, so he rears back, you gut him. I mean, it just and it comes out his back.
Gross.
And he falls over your halberd. You get over there no problem. You're able to sneak past the orc, the one that's fighting or was fighting with Regulus. Yep. And now you can move over and you can attack. And Surtur's over there trying to get his axe free from the one he killed.
I want to go over and help Surtur get his axe free by kicking the handle of the axe just the right way, so it gives him an extra oomph of getting that.
So you're gonna aid him?
Yeah, I'm gonna aid him. That's how I'm gonna aid him.
Okay, don't fail. Okay, now I don't think this necessarily counts as making you visible.
No, that's what I'm trying not to do.
Okay, I understood. Still minus one though.
Yeah.
Minus one. All right, go ahead.
So it's just the regular 2d6.
Yes.
Plus the number of bonds you have with me.
Okay. Do you have any bonds with him?
Yes, I have 2.
Ooh, good. There's a 1-on-1 die.
Okay, so that's a 6. No modifications, right?
You count your minus one going.
That's a 5. No other modifications.
Yeah, you get an XP. No.
Yeah, congratulations. Okay, so.
He kicks the blade.
You kick the blade.
No, that's fine.
It doesn't help him. It doesn't come loose.
Yeah, it does damage.
And in the process, no. Your hood falls back and you become visible.
Oh, well, son of a...
And the orcs, You kind of startle Surtur a little bit.
Unwanted attention to myself.
Yes, oh. And they, and well, one of them.
This is a failure. You just, you're just messed up.
And the
up.
One closest to you goes, tries to stab you. I mean, he's going to stick you. Okay. He pulls a big knife and he's going to stab you. What you going to do?
I defy him. I want to dodge him. I want to use my dexterous fat self and jiggle out of the way.
Roll, baby, roll.
Is that a jello roll?
Yeah, he's going to do the jello roll.
I'm going to level up tonight if I don't die.
You're dead.
Oh. Okay, now it's...
7 minus 1, 6.
Okay, that's just the one next to you. You fail, and he stabs the crap out of you. Go ahead and roll damage.
I would like to defend my friend Jack.
Because this is a direct result of his failure...
And his axe.
You can, well, you're going to have to get your axe free, and you can do it next round, but
there's
he's...
no rounds.
No, Nina. But you can do it, you can do it. Neener. No, he's, you're not able to defend him because you didn't, I mean, he became visible, the guy sticks him, and you're like, where'd you come from? So.
Yeah, this goes along with my, I don't have any problem taking the damage. I mean, what is it, D6?
D6, and you're not going to attack by all of them.
Yeah.
So we're just going to give you D6 plus 2, and okay. It's piercing though. Oh, they have piercing.
Does that bypass armor?
Yeah, in the future. I'm not going to forget that for you, Bill.
Okay. 2 plus 2.
2. And it bypasses. How many points of armor do you have? 1?
1.
Okay, so yeah, it bypasses that, so you take the full amount.
How much does it bypass?
1 point.
1 point?
Yeah. So, the other two lunge at you, Surtur. You've killed the guy. Regulus.
The guy. Okay. Regulus.
Regulus, you've killed the one guy. Let's go with people who are actually in danger. Let's start back with Surtur over here. Surtur's being attacked, by two guys that are focusing on him, and he seems to be having trouble getting his axe free from the guy that he hit a little too hard. Surtur, what do you want to
use that?
Okay, how so? You want to heft up the body?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to use my axe as a handle to heft the body into them, thus keeping them from attacking me.
Beautiful. Give me Defy Danger Strength.
Ugh. 13.
Nice. Okay. You turn around, you heft the body up, and you throw it into the two that are on you, mm-hmm. the body, and it knocks them back.
Free axe? Okay.
I don't know. Objective of what he was doing.
I didn't hear what
he said. Freeing the axe as well.
That wasn't what I was trying to do.
Right. But
13.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, if he wants to do that, but he picks him up and he knocks both of them back and he's standing there basically with an axe with an orc hanging off of it, swinging the orc around, pushing people, keeping them at bay. Okay. The other one though was coming at, Jack, who did not escape.
No.
What are you guys doing? Anybody else want to do anything?
I want to pick up the crossbow and fire it.
Okay. You've had time to reload it. And because it is a crossbow, because he's killed him and you haven't done anything, so you pick up the crossbow, you can load it and you can fire now if you want.
I'll fire the one on Jack.
Okay.
Really?
8.
Okay.
Surprise.
Hey, don't look at give Drew in the mouth.
Not.
What a...
Surprise.
7.
7. Okay, well, it's still the same thing. You get to pick. Do you want to reduce your ammo? Do you want to... Okay, go ahead and roll your damage.
Don't get the D4, correct? Because it's not the same opponent.
Right. No, exactly. Right, yeah. Different target.
6.
Ooh, and just as he's coming back and he's like, I'm going to kiss Funk right in the eye.
Ooh.
And he goes...
Nice shooting, Tex.
I taste elf. And he falls over.
Blueberries.
Blueberries.
Taste elf.
And he falls over dead as well. So the two that are standing there are looking at you. They see that the numbers have kind of shifted. They look at each other, and they look like they may make a run for it. So they turn to go.
No, they don't.
Okay, go ahead. What do you want to do?
I'm going to collar them.
Okay, well, hang on a second. Oh, you're going to try to just grab them?
Let go of my axe and let the orc dropped to the ground with a sickening thunk. Grab their collars.
Okay, let's let Doug. What do you want to do, Cassie over here? What do you got planned?
Cassie's gonna try to heal
Suter.
Suter, your wounds. Oh, you poor man.
Okay, go ahead, and you can still make your roll.
It's an 8.
An 8. All right, so how do you want to handle that? Now, wait a minute. You can't heal. No, until that was the static interference thing I was talking about earlier as far as your healing for today.
She doesn't do anything like that.
I know, but I kind of wanted to. I know, but it's a failure, and I kind of wanted to so like introduce something new. Yeah, I'll tell you what. You can't heal anybody through this combat. All right.
Okay. So is that a failure?
I'll tell you what. I'll let you.
You sense you can almost touch your guy, but not quite. You're going to need calm in order to do it.
Yeah, you're going to have to get.
Is that a failure?
It's not your deity.
No,
no, because you succeeded. I'm going to let you take. Do you want to do something different? I mean, would you like to help out in some other way?
Okay, sure. I will.
Sorry, I wasn't clear earlier.
Well, I'll play the discording note and damage one of the other two then.
Okay.
You want me to reroll or keep that or what?
You keep it if you want, or I'll let you reroll.
I'll reroll.
You really want that XP,
yes,
don't you?
I really want that XP.
And you want the failure.
Oh,
and you succeed. All right, so roll the damage. Roll the damage.
That's an 11. 1 point.
Okay, it's still alive.
Failing on the wrong roll.
That's horrible, I know.
Okay, go ahead, Surtur. You're going to try and you drop your axe, and you want to grab him. Go ahead and do a defy danger to put your hands on him, or do you want to try and, okay. I mean, you just want to do it physically?
Yeah, I want to physically grab hold of their collar so the rest of the people can just walk up and stab them instead of them running away.
Okay, go ahead. I'll tell you what, if you grab them, if you can get a hold on them, I'll give plus one forward to the next person that attacks them. You know, because you can just swing them around and give them a shot.
Okay.
Otherwise, they may attack you and you'll take damage. Or they will attack you and you'll take damage because they're still armed and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
8.
Okay. No, now you can take shots from them and grab them, give the plus one forward, or you can abstain from taking damage and let them run off.
No.
All right,
I grab them by their scrawny little collars.
Okay, roll d6 and add 3, plus one piercing, and it's 1 piercing.
3.
Okay.
I rolled a 3.
So okay, so 6. it's 6, but it goes through one of your armor. But he grabs them, and they're biting his hands and stuff, and he swings them around, and they're just standing there. Like, so if you want to, so anybody that wants to attack him can attack.
I want to stick one.
Okay.
Can I stick one first?
Yeah, well, you're right there. You're standing there. So you two, because you're closest, I'm pointing at Jack, and because you've got the crossbow out, you guys are the next ones to pick to shoot.
Stick in with my poison blade.
Okay.
Have they, before we kill them, have they said anything intelligible?
They're orcs.
Yeah, they
elf. Yeah,
the one was talking. Yeah, they were. I mean, essentially speaking a language you can understand.
Interrogate them.
Leave one alive.
You gonna roll 2 dice or just 1?
You roll 2.
Oh, okay, I didn't see it.
It's clear. You can't see it.
It's invisible. It's
invisible. Yes. It's...
Do you add your dex to that?
You're stabbing with a knife?
Stabbing with a knife.
What do you...
It's
hack and slash strength.
Hack and slash strength. Okay, so it's an 8.
Okay.
Plus 1, minus 1, 8. Oh, no. I don't have the minus 1 anymore because I'm invisible.
Right.
So, 9.
Same thing.
Still. All right, so you can get in there, but they're flailing around. You can be hit if you want to get your attack off.
Sure, I'll take the damage.
All right, roll a d6 plus 1.
Because that one is now poisoned.
Roll a d6 and add 2, sorry.
3.
Okay, so and that's got 1 piercing on you, and roll your damage. And
5 points.
Kills him, and you get your shot off. And you can get your shot off with your crossbow. Cassandra's yelling, don't kill him, don't kill him, don't kill him.
I just want to shoot the sword
out of his hand. Ooh.
So would that be a defy, or would that actually be an attack?
High danger dex?
I think targeting.
Seems like we're overusing defy danger.
No, it's in the book actually. They say if it seems like it's a catch-all, it is.
Okay.
I mean, we use a lot of defy dangers. You could, I don't know about this one. I think just a range shot because you're actually firing. Go ahead. It won't do damage to him, but it could knock the sword out of his hands.
11.
Okay. Yeah. Ping! You shoot the blade right out of his hands. He's like, rah! Oh, but he's turned around. He's gonna fight with you. He's gonna try and punch you.
I'll headbutt him into submission.
Okay, go ahead. Nice. Roll.
What am I rolling?
Roll your damage. Oh, roll your hack and slash.
Okay, because I'm not trying to kill him now.
I know. I got it. Okay. This will be an incapacitation. I got you. I'm not gonna let you kill him.
Nine.
Okay.
Each other help.
Okay. Roll. Roll your damage on him, and he'll. You know, and you're like, geez, he's got a hard head. Orc's got a hard head.
Nah.
You're kind of holding on him with her belt. You pull him down and headbutt him.
Two points.
2 points on him or on you?
On him.
Okay.
Still up.
He was the one that was deafened. And it knocks him unconscious. Earlier. From Cassandra's musical.
And he did 3 points to me.
Okay. No piercing. Still plus two, right? Yeah. Still plus two, but I'm not going to give it the piercing because it's not a blade. Just couldn't make any sense to me. But yeah, you take the day, you all sort of hit each other but he collapses. Still breathing, but.
I toss him at Cassandra. There you go.
I'll kill him for you.
Tie him up.
Can I tie him up with his own entrails?
Orcs are nasty.
Can I tie him up with his own entrails?
You could tie him up with his buddy's entrails.
Now, Jack, if you want to get out of here, we need the information that he might have, so you don't want to be killing him, unless you like this place.
No, I haven't found enough treasure.
I'm on cut ears.
With that,
and add him to the necklace.
Okay.
You can't have ones you didn't kill.
You, all right, you go over to, the big one, Taros, and you're getting ready to cut his ear off. And, you notice that there are a couple, looks like bites, missing.
Out of his ears?
Like his face and his arms and stuff.
Ooh.
Are they recent?
They weren't there when he was attacking y'all a few seconds ago.
Where's Emily?
You don't see her.
Again with the kids, the weird little kids still, really? Okay.
Emily!
Emily, we got something for you over here.
Honey, where'd you go? Emily!
You think you hear crying off in the woods.
I go look for it.
Okay. You follow the sound?
Sure.
You come through the woods and you're sort of, it's a pretty good trail. You know, it looks like Emily ran off. And you come and you come around like a tree and you see the berserker orc standing there in front of you. And he says, "Don't attack. I'm sorry, Cassandra. I'm sorry."
The berserker orc.
Yeah, the doppelganger just shape changed.
Oh.
Yeah, and Emily's nowhere to be seen.
Where's Emily?
I'm Emily.
And she changed back.
Don't tell him they'll kill me. Jack will kill me. Don't let him near me. Don't let him near me.
Does everybody assume Jack's
evil? And he sort of like slumped shoulders and stuff. He's like, he sounds like the orc you all killed. He's got the same low guttural voice and he's like, yes, sir.
Emily? Did you have a bite of a little girl before we met you?
Maybe.
Jack! Get over
We're here!
Really?
Yes.
She runs. he turns and starts to run. I thought you were my friend.
Well, you're giving up on the poor little thing.
And she
really
just starts, and she, the orc turns to run. The orc, air quotes, turns to run. And starts running off into the woods.
Jack!
Cassandra's screaming.
I walk over there carefully because I don't run into danger.
That's what he has me for.
Yeah.
Okay. You all get there and you find Cassandra standing there.
I stay with
the... Emily has run off.
I'm going to stay with a downed orc.
Okay.
Gas.
So Regulus is staying with the downed orc. Cassandra's standing there yelling for Jack. What's Taros doing?
I'm going to run towards Cassandra.
Okay. Well, you'll get there first. You were closest. Then Surtur will get there and...
saunter up. Jack will saunter
and
up.
And Jack will saunter up. You guys get there and you see Cassandra standing there. Cassie, what do you tell him?
Air quotes. Emily turned into the orc. And ran off that way.
Did we know? We know she's a doppelganger, though, right?
No.
We knew she was a shape changer.
We knew she was a shapeshifter.
Okay, well.
Specifically, I think we thought she was a werewolf.
Okay. Wait, wasn't she a werewolf?
Apparently not.
So what is she?
I don't know.
Wow, you're screaming for me. What do you think I'm going to do?
You deal with these kinds of things.
Oh.
Jack, you're the hero.
What?
It's what I carry the dwarf around for.
Weird things. No,
nobody carries a dwarf.
Jack, weird things are attracted to you. You know how to deal with these things.
Figure of speech, my good friend Surtur. Oh.
Let her go.
Criminy. What? She's a little kid.
I've seen how fast you can run. She's out of here.
Well, the orcs are that way. And she ran which way?
The opposite direction.
She ran. She just bolted. She didn't try to go the opposite. Opposite direction makes
sense. Opposite direction's fine.
Opposite direction would be better, but she ran away from the orcs. She ran sort of back the way you all came.
She never harmed us. I'm fine with that. The orcs are that way.
And we're trying to get information about the orcs.
That's what we have that one for.
Don't you think someone who looks like an orc might be able to help?
Yes,
but
extremely.
Cassie done screwed it all up for us. Thanks a lot, Cass.
I was scared.
So see if you can get her back. Yell for her, get her back.
Pointy-eared, smelly thing.
Now, I would point out here that you all have other abilities available to you if you want to establish facts and things like that, like spout lore and stuff. So,
that's why I was going to try and get the elf who can shape change into a lovely little buzzard.
What, wolf won't do you any good?
You might be able to find her quicker if you fly.
Well, not a wolf, maybe a hyena.
So you're going to let the kid run out there.
As long as she protected the kid, so would I. Kid hasn't done anything wrong.
I'm not we kill the kid. I'm saying we need the kid's help.
Burn it. Kill it. We're going back this way.
It's because I wanted to burn the giant walking tree. Is that what this is all about?
And the dryad.
It's a history of burning things, Jack.
The dryad tried to kill us.
On that note, I'm walking back to Regulus.
I'll give you the int. The tree int. I'll give you the walking tree, but the dryad tried to kill us.
After I tried to kill her first.
But that's beside the point.
Okay, Regulus, while they're out there talking.
Stick my halberd in its hand while it's laying there unconscious. See if that wakes it up.
Oh, it was starting, I was about to say, it starts to stir. But then, no, you pin it to the ground with its hand.
Yes.
Roar, you son of a...
Now I'm going to
Roar.
I'm going to give the NPC an order based on the I am the law.
Good. Okay, go ahead.
The name of the Storm Lord. You will tell me where the shard is located, if you know.
and you were doing so well.
And if you don't know, maybe you could, maybe you'd be so kind.
You would tell me who your master is and where the shard is. If you know, if you
if
know,
you
I know pressure.
Then you could direct me in the general direction.
Scoremore just kind of petered right
out. It's more of like a misty morning lord kind of guy.
It's,
just,
a rainy day.
It's a rainy day. It's just sort of a blue rainy day kind of lord. That's
whatever.
There
it is.
Oh.
Failure.
He goes.
Yeah, that's about right.
So he was right.
He says, the storm lord sucks in hell.
Oh, okay.
Is that a blasphemy? Is that a blasphemy? Do you have something against blasphemers? Or people who are... What's your code?
I'm lawful.
Uh-huh.
Deny mercy to a criminal or unbeliever.
He's an unbeliever.
I do not.
Sorry, guys, but I'm going to have to kill this creature.
They're off. I mean, go ahead.
You don't need to answer.
Shh, Roy, you're not there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought Roy was going to say, hey, you don't. Yeah, if you want to kill him, go ahead and kill him. I mean, you're like.
The term, I think, is testicular fortitude.
Him.
I don't want to, but I'm going to.
Twain
I'm
going
to play my alignment.
Good job.
What do you want to?
What am I
going to
do?
Just roll your hack and slash. You pull your halberd out of his hand and stick it in his chest. Eat it.
Eight,
plus
15,
one.
10.
Yeah, thunk. Roll your damage.
With magic. 3
kills him. you all
one
come back. You all,
I don't know what happened.
You guys come
back
in the clear. I don't know what Cassandra was doing. Did you come back with?
I come back with everybody else. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if anyone was standing. Jack's probably. Are you still standing there, sort of trying to figure it out while they come back?
Yeah, I'm going to stand out there and just kind of look around here.
You all walk into the clearing just as he's and sticks the orc right through the chest. I mean, you that's the only part of that transaction you see as you come through the wood. Come out.
Regulus,
of the woods.
No. Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm afraid so.
We were going to talk to him.
When I hear Cassie say Regulus no, I'll walk back.
Okay.
Regulus.
Yes.
All this hack and slash and murder, and I'm the evil one?
Your shapeshifter ate a little girl.
The soft-willed.
Took a bite out of one.
She was hungry, and it was before she met you.
I mean, she's a little kid. She's still a little kid.
No, she's not.
I think she is.
She has the mind of a little kid.
Yeah.
She's a doppelganger.
This isn't what it looks like.
You could spout lore and make it whatever you want, man.
Actually, it's exactly what it looks like.
Sorry, we were over here talking about it. So he's like, no, this is not what it looks like. Well, yes, it is. As he's got his boot in the orc's face trying to get his...
Lightning coursing through its remains.
Yeah, it's sitting there jerking around on the ground as you're trying to like... Really?
I tried to question it.
Wait a minute. Are you actually trying to remove the halberd now, or are you just stirring its guts around?
No, the electricity is making it jerk. It's
convulsing.
It's convulsing on the ground as he's like...
This is where you tell us what wonderful information you found out before you killed our lead. He wouldn't speak. He wouldn't talk.
You're lying?
So you killed him?
Oh, that's not really. He did talk.
He wouldn't tell. Yeah, he didn't. He wasn't very helpful. Very patient, maybe. But
you know, Regulus's halo goes.
What?
It looks like it's got sort of a short in it almost.
I'm not lying. It wasn't very helpful.
It's like a bad fluorescent bulb.
Yeah. It's like,
not a lie. What are the strictures on that halo?
He's got to pursue his quest, and that's what he's doing. He's pursuing his quest. I don't know if killing the lead. I think
it wouldn't be our only lead.
No, truth. Lies are forbidden, and that is not a lie. He was not being very helpful.
You're prevaricating, dude.
It's not prevaricating. Don't.
Why don't you just tell me he insulted your date and you killed him for it?
That too.
That's part of it.
Why are you holding back on that part?
Because I don't want to look like a crazy. I don't want to look like a crazy.
You don't want to look like Jack.
Hey, you can tell here. I'm going to give you an option. It'll take your daddy off because you're not being completely forthright. I mean, either you're right, you say you ain't.
So you can, I'll let you, you can hold this back and lose the halo, or you can come clean with him and just tell him what happened.
All right, I'm coming clean. Guys, here's the deal.
He loves that halo.
Here's what happened. I asked him to point us in the direction of the shard, and he insulted my deity, and I rammed my spear right into his face.
And his guts.
No, his face.
Okay.
And then his guts.
It's because you're too soft. You need to harden up.
He certainly didn't care.
Okay, so wait a minute now. So what this looks like to me is we've got no lead with the orc that I was told not to kill because we needed information, and now the only other possibility that I can see of having any information at all, Cassie just ran off into the woods. People can't keep their temper, and they're scared for no good reason.
It was nothing to do with
Jack,
my temper.
I think killed one of the two hostages we had.
No, it's clearly not.
No, I didn't kill any hostages.
I think Suter was holding two live bodies before you killed one.
You said leave one alive, right? Right, one alive?
Okay.
One?
Okay.
I'm taking his ears.
Well, the one you left alive was a blasphemer.
Wait. I didn't kill one of them either. I did damage to it.
Jack, your ability to count to one is astounding.
As an aside to the elf, I go, humans.
That's right. Horrible.
Yes. You can't live with him. And he's sawing the ear off of an orc. He's like, man, humans. Yeah. I don't get them.
Ear? I'm perfectly down with the ear thing.
Oh, I know you are. He's like, ear? No. Don't mind if I do.
I like mine fried.
Okay.
I search for rations and arrows.
Go ahead and do a discern reality.
I search for gemstones.
Don't think so.
Discern reality is that
it's a move.
I know. Intel?
What is discern reality? Anybody got the sheet?
Discern reality is wisdom.
Wisdom. That's an 8.
An 8. Yes, you find rations. That was the primary thing you were looking for. Mm-hmm. Yes, you find they each have rations. They're not very good, but you could live on. I mean, it's edible. I mean, it's food.
So there's 6 total rations?
Let's say each had 2. Each guy had 2. Like 2 days worth.
There were 5 of them, so everybody gets 3.
There were 6.
Actually, there were 5 guys. 5 guys, including the big guys. 4.
Guy, 4.
Okay. Actually, the reason why I'm doing this is specific. 1 ration each. They're carrying enough food for basically a day.
So they could scale up and come back.
Very good.
So, they weren't carrying very many rations, so the camp can't be far. Why don't you go ahead and sneak in, Cassie?
Sure. Why don't you stay here and be fat?
Yeah, and I walk that's off. Pretty much it.
Wow. Wow.
Well, he's got an invisibility cloak. Come
yeah.
On. Go do what it is you do with that
So
thing.
Cassie stomps off
I
into the woods.
I stomp off.
This ain't the Hobbit, and I ain't Bilbo.
Huh? Cassie has just stomped off into the woods by herself.
I follow. With a... ugly look at Jack.
And do you just pick a direction and start going?
Well, we saw the direction they were coming from, right?
You're heading that way. Okay. All right. All right. I didn't know if you were like, screw all this. No. I'm out of here. No. Talk to the harp. Okay. So you turn like, man, you start walking the way they came.
Yes.
Women, right? Right?
You hurt.
Oh, yeah. I'm
right? No one's agreeing with me here.
Am I right? Am I right?
Can I get a hell
fist,
yeah?
Fist bump. Anyone? Fist bump.
Don't leave me hanging, sir. Don't leave me hanging, Taros.
I'm going to leave it up here.
I'm going to heal the dwarf.
Okay.
6.
Ooh. That automatically heals?
Yep. For every time I do damage, I get a heal 1d4 points.
Oh, is it any kind of damage or is it melee damage?
Any damage.
Nice. Very nice.
But I'm done, so I got to hurt something else. Come here, Jack.
That's a cool ability.
Are you full, Bill?
No.
Okay, I would like to try to cure light. I'm no longer casting magic weapon, but I still have minus 1.
-1, yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's an XP.
Someone's going to level.
Fail.
So is that another -1?
No, no, that's prevail.
Okay, when you cast, it's like before. You're calling down the power and you want to heal. And it's sort of like, and this happens sporadically, you know, when it happened when you first got down here. A wave goes, foom, 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 foom. And I mean, it's almost like a palpable wind going through the forest, radiating out from where you are.
Sorry. Do it again. Maybe they'll come for us. I'm still following Cassie.
Okay. What are you doing there? What are you doing, Jack?
I'm not going after the whole...
So you're standing there by... Okay, so you go after Cassie, Surtur, and you try to heal him, and then do you all follow Cassie as well?
Follow the dwarf and Regulus.
The Regulus go after Cassie as well?
Yes.
Okay, so basically, you're...
Christmas, really?
You're alone?
Jack stands alone.
Mac Jack is like... you guys, they're walking past you going, women, right? Right? High five. Right?
Yeah.
and pretty soon you're standing there yelling after them. Seriously, dude. And they're gone.
Walk after them. Grumbling the whole way. Really?
Am I right? Am I right? That's awesome. Hang your head, slump your shoulders.
No.
Fine, let's go.
I'm gonna have to bail their little sorry butts out of the fire again. Watch. Just watch.
Okay.
When I see it, I'll believe it.
Again?
I'm the hero of my own story.
Oh, okay.
You guys come, you've been traveling for about a day, and this is the group that you've encountered and you left out there that you fought, one of the groups. And you come to a rise where it drops off down below. And you see down in not quite a valley, and you wouldn't see this from where you were because it's dropped down. It looks like a pit, a large pit, and you can see fires in the distance. So it looks like you found a large camp of something, orcs, probably.
This looks like a great place to heal Surtur. I'll pull out my flute.
Start playing.
Yes. Oh, you poor man, I didn't realize you were hurt. Yes! That's a...
Failure?
Six.
Oh. You could have at least gotten a seven.
Six.
Okay. You all notice that as you're standing there healing and as...
I'm not, she didn't heal anything.
I know, but she's starting to heal. And the music just sort of dies off because you can see, it looks like torches are coming to the middle, and then they start coming your direction.
And the drums start?
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
I pull up my hood.
Boom, 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 boom. I mean, there's a lot of orcs coming. A lot of them.
I pull up my hood.
Did I mention a lot of orcs coming? Like, horde numbers. Horde, H-O-R-D-E numbers.
Finally, a worthy opponent.
I pull up my hood. Okay, go ahead.
Seven.
No, nine. You.
I ready my ass. I'll take the minus one.
Okay. So now you're standing because you don't need enough help failing these rolls. You have to take the minus one forward, but that's good. It's better to be invisible.
It's better than be invisible, and it's better than not being able to use invisibility again.
Okay, you guys have about a half an hour, it looks like, before they...
way that they have to approach us.
How about a discern reality?
Can we aid?
Could.
Does anybody else want to do a discern reality, spout lore, maybe try to establish some facts before all the orcs in this world roll over the top of you?
I want to see if the lead orc is with the spears there, coming in the group, like there's a leader.
Okay. Okay.
Eight.
I'm waiting to hear what Bill's roll is. I'm going to tie these together.
Eight.
Okay. Bill, you do find a near where you are, it looks like a narrow-ish set of stairs. That not even stairs. It's more like natural, just rocks that sort of lead down the wall into this chasm. I'm probably wide enough for two.
I find a nice, comfortable place out of bow sight and wait for them to get here.
And in the back?
Singing a low dwarven war chant.
How's that go?
If I had the soundtrack, I'd play it.
I go along with Bill. I'll try to lay on hands.
Huh?
I'll try to lay on hands with Bill. charisma heal. It's not a spell.
Okay.
Nine?
Okay.
On a 7 and 9, they are healed, but the damage or disease is transferred to me. So you get 8.
How many did you get?
You gained 2, and I lose 2. All
right.
That's neat.
Regulus, let me help. I still have,
you know, potions, don't you?
I still got bandages. I'll bandage Regulus for 4.
All right. Okay. I'm only down 1 at this point.
Do I see the leader?
Thank you, Cassandra.
Yes. As they're healing up, as he's going over to plant his feet, you look at and you see what in the middle it looks like there's an area and there's a larger orc coming this way, and he is, let's see, he looks like he's flanked by a couple of other orcs. They appear to be wearing robes, I mean, or not robes, but furs, and he's coming, and he's got the spear, and we're talking scores of orcs coming this way.
Ranged attackers, we should maybe set up an ambush.
You know, I remember something about dealing with the leader of orcs. About something about challenging them or something. Or something.
Or not.
7, 8, intel. That's an 8.
Okay, what happens if you spout lore and you get an 8?
On a 7 and 9, the GM will tell you something interesting. It's on you to make it useful.
Orc leaders like the color chartreuse.
Something about... No, I said something about...
He says... You realize that...
Challenging orc leaders.
Orc leaders, if you are forceful enough... I mean, you could throw down a challenge against the orc leader. And does he have to accept it? Not necessarily, but he also doesn't want to look bad in front of his people.
Suter, challenge him for his leadership. This whole army could be yours.
Where you at, Jack?
There are orcs.
Jack, where you at?
And I move.
You could use your orc army to get back your
if
real...
If you want
to
hide, Jack...
Your real kingdom.
You could always hide by the orc lord, and I will fly you in.
But they're orcs.
And drop you invisibly behind you.
I'm fine. I'm invisible right now.
Think of the glory of killing their leader.
That's something to think about. But they're still orcs.
At the end of the day.
What, you don't want your own army? And I move again.
I turn to a direction that he wasn't in just a moment ago and say, but they're orcs.
You could divide them up, put different colors on them, and have them fight each other for your amusement.
I'm going to cast Bless on our tank.
Hold on.
That is much to ponder.
What did you tell him?
What did I tell him?
Yeah.
He could divide the orc army into various groups, put different colors on them, and force them to fight for his amusement. Green fights purple. Purple fights green.
See? You could set up a bracket.
Right hand red. Left foot yellow.
It'd be orc madness.
And that's different. How?
Either way, he's going to have to fight, so I'm going to bless him. May the Lord of Lightning watch over you momentarily.
I smirk.
I look up in the sky.
I don't see a cloud in the sky. I hear no thunder, see no lightning.
8. I'll lose the spell for the day. And you get +1 ongoing.
To what?
Ongoing or forward?
+1 ongoing, so long as battle continues and they stand and fight.
He's not fighting right now.
Okay, and I will give you, I mean, if you can maintain your position on the stairs, I will give you plus one ongoing for having a superior position.
So that's plus two?
How long can you hold the stairs, though? And and soft moves include getting past you on the stairs.
Of course.
So, I mean, you'd have plus one against anybody below you on the stairs. If that's what your plan is, to just hope to withstand all these orcs and, you know.
Well, now see, I'm a dwarf and they're orcs. There is no better challenge than this.
Yes, there is.
So we're not
the orc leader.
So just so I'm straight, we're not describing the gates of death tonight. So we're just gonna.
No, I don't see how we can avoid it.
Okay.
For them, I'm invisible. I would like to spout more how orcs are dismal at finding things that are invisible.
Boom. Boom. Boom.
I apply poison to my two throwing daggers as well.
Boom.
I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna discern. Discern realities. I'm gonna find a nice spot. When the orc leader's by the edge.
Uh-huh.
So I can zip down in a bird form and stash the spear.
Ooh, that's interesting.
So, 10.
You see that as they're starting to come up and set up, he's got a couple of the shamans there with him. That he is sort of topping a rise, and he is standing there, and he starts talking to them. And you're like,
these intruders have come to our land, and they mean to take what we have rightfully, by the right of arms and might, stolen from that demon.
Only one needs to die.
Oh, are you yelling out?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, and your voice carries, and he stops and listens to us. He stops us. Oh, it speaks.
Better than you.
This if you could get in, this might be a good spot for you to do that.
Go ahead and shape change.
Okay, roll.
I get plus one, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 10.
Okay, you shape change. And you get what, 3? Three holds.
I'm going to just wait right here until I see the opportunity and sit down and try to grab the spear.
I haven't killed a dwarf in ages.
I haven't
As
killed...
you stand on the rise with the light behind you.
I haven't killed an orc in minutes.
I am no ordinary orc.
I'm an orc.
I put out my crown, put it on my head, and say, I am no ordinary dwarf.
Whoa!
Nice.
Snap. When you put the crown on, it glows. Not like blue or anything. and you can actually see the orcs are walking. I mean, they haven't stopped moving, and the ones that you can see, they're coming up. They stop and they actually squint a little bit when you put on the crown.
And he says, I fear no dwarf. Come face a real king. Boom, boom, boom.
I fear no army. Don't hide behind yours.
I am not hiding. And they challenge and they all spread.
And they start to spread out. And the orcs, they will split on the stairs. And they stand there and they start beating their shields. And they form sort of almost a tunnel to him.
Yikes.
You doing all right, Bill?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Good, good, good.
He's getting limber.
I will cast my crown.
Okay.
What is that? What's the plus on that one?
It's like a magic weapon, and you use...
Plus two.
No, it's...
What stat do you roll?
Oh, hang on. I think yours.
While wearing the crown of Sutor, a dwarf may exclaim, by the might of the dwarven fathers in Dwarvish. I'm not even going to try.
That's how you activate it.
Roll plus charisma. If you can explain how the evocation for this particular event involves your dwarfiness.
I think that's self-explanatory.
Self-explanatory, yes.
I would like you to say by the might of the dwarven.
By the might of the dwarven king.
Father, yeah, yeah.
Father.
Fighting, for example,
and
fighting.
And then I head into the tunnel of orcish.
Well, then in that case, it's roll plus charisma plus two. On a 10 plus, you cast magic weapon. As the spell successfully, and you may use this ability again. On a 7 and 9, you choose one of the following.
Oh, no.
Four.
Look at Joe laughing.
Don't forget your plus one ongoing, thanks to Bless.
Oh, five.
Isn't that only the attacks?
Is that with the plus two?
That's with the... I rolled...
You rolled two ones?
Yes.
Wow.
His head blows up with a crown.
Okay, I'm going to need a second.
Would you like me to pause, Jason? Because
this was a nice moment. I don't want
to... Well, you don't have to run the moment. You just have to make a move.
Insert her trips and falls on his hands.
I fear the work. Oh,
I know. I just...
My shoe!
They close in behind you as you move in. So it's not, they don't leave a tunnel for them to follow.
Right.
And as you go in, they sort of just
so it,
fold
very
in.
Very much, I win or I die. Like it wasn't that at the beginning.
Maybe.
There's no rescue coming.
Yeah. So,
If somebody grabs a spear, then all bets are off. I'm still here.
Yeah. And the spell does not go off. It's still glowing. As you get closer, they're going, rah, 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 and they start to spread out, and they form sort of a battle area for you. And you guys...
Can we see this in any way, shape, or form?
No, you can... I mean, the orcs aren't even paying attention to you guys sort of really anymore. You're not...
Important.
Not important. I mean, yeah, they know you're there. But they're not concerned. I mean, they're keeping an eye on you, but they're not really concerned about you. They want to see what, they want to watch this dwarf get his ass handed to him. So they're kind of watching. They kind of fold in behind him and they're going back down the stairs and they split, let him through, and then they all form in around him. Okay. So it's several orcs deep all the way around, you know, torches gutter. And he's as and the shamans, that are with the chief, back up, and they start chanting a little bit. And as the and he raises spear, it goes dead silent. And you hear one more, and when they go silent, you hear the spear go. It almost looks like it's vibrating in his hand.
And at the moment it goes silent, I throw my dagger at the orc.
Oh, at the moment that the orc stopped talking?
As soon as it goes silent and he's holding that thing up there and it starts humming, I throw my dagger at him.
Okay, throw it.
And,
hang on, throw it.
Yeah, but still, it's in the air. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
As soon as it goes silent, I'm within range of him, right?
Yeah.
I charge the son of a...
Nice.
Minus one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that
you become visible.
I become visible. It's
Jack becomes visible.
I roll plus dex because I'm throwing.
Mm-hmm.
And I lose it because
right.
It's poison.
So it's 9 plus 2 minus 1. That's a 10. And it's a poison. The poison is serpent's tears. Anyone dealing damage to the target rolls twice and takes the better result.
Ooh.
2 points.
That's the better of the two?
No. I don't think it happens when I hit him right away. I think it happens after that. Anytime after that happens.
Ask the GM, because I could go either way on that.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me if I only do 2 points right now. That's the way I did it the last time.
You throw the dagger,
And
it hits him. It hits him, he goes, "Argh!" and a shaman. Starts casting and is going to hit you with a spell. Yeah, Taros wants to do something. Regulus and Cassius sort of stand here looking at you like,
What do we do? What do we do?
Okay, hang on. You want to charge. You charge. You charge. As the dagger comes in, you charge.
See the shaman turn their baleful glares onto Jack, right?
Yeah, they see that. Okay. Sure.
Reminding them that they can affect other people too.
All right, you charge.
Yes.
Go for your attack. You charge and rah.
10.
Ooh, that hits.
11.
That hits.
Still hits. 7.
Roll again.
Or seven.
You hit him. And he rears back with the spear to stab you in return.
And I throw my hood up again.
Hang on, we'll get back to you.
So Jack's in the circle too?
No, I'm outside the circle.
No, Jack, he was up in the hill and he threw the dagger.
Okay.
I'm gonna fly down and try to grab the spear.
Okay. Give me Defy Danger.
Agility, right?
I remind you, I tried to do this in your brother's campaign and he killed my...
Eight. Or seven.
Seven. Alright, now, you get stuck on the way in.
We just can't get a clear shot. Would be a stall option.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to give away the spear yet. Yeah, I'll give you the option. I mean, you can get hit or just do a...
I got one. Shaman steps in the way. I can either attack the shaman from him blocking or void up.
No, you can grab the spear.
If you want.
I'll let you grab the spear and take it, but if you have to take the damage.
That's fine.
Okay. Roll 2d10.
13.
Or an 8 and a 5.
8.
Why is it no? This is the damage done to the guy that he poisoned.
No, you're grabbing the spear.
That's the damage you're taking.
That's the damage you're taking from grabbing the spear.
13, right?
8. It's the best.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Best, let me check. 10. And when you get stabbed, when the spear hits you, it's like that spot, the feathers and stuff just sort of turn white. And you haven't felt anything like this since you stood at the death's gates.
Been there. I'm not scared. I'm still here.
And I'll take a spear and fly.
Okay. Interesting. the spear, when you grab it, you can feel it talking to you.
In orc?
In your head. And it says, oh, you're new. It's almost like, hello, puppet. Hello.
Meanwhile, the giant orc that Zerda was fighting turns around and goes, oh, I'm sorry, so would you like some tea?
Roll a, roll 2d6. Add your will.
10.
Okay.
And by will you mean what?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. And the spear, Taros, you're hanging on the spear and it's like, it's about all you can do. And you feel like you're kind of slipping away as the spear starts to almost come in through your talons and up into your legs and starts to like tendril. You can feel tendrils going into your brain. Meanwhile, the orc.
Cheetah, you're not a king having someone fight your battles. Thieves from behind, stealing a weapon, and he pulls the sword and says, you'll die for this treachery. And he's gonna stick you.
Okay.
With the big sword, shing, he pulls a big sword out.
That's fine. He gets a big swing, so I roll under him, come up behind. And
oh, nice.
Deliver a jewel strike.
Nice. All right. So you want to come up behind him and just give yourself like a +1 to, I'll tell you what, if you're successful, I'll give you a +1 on your attack behind him, on your defy danger agility.
Okay. 14.
Okay, go ahead and make your attack. You duck under his sword swing as he's, and you come up behind him.
11? 12. Because you gave me a plus.
Roll your damage.
First roll is 11.
Okay.
11. The second one was a 10.
You come up behind him and you just you bring the axe right up between his legs and just God, he's like, and he falls over.
Yay! I hold the bloody axe.
Well, hang on. Hey, meanwhile, hang on. I know you, and you hold back.
I got more than that.
Oh, I know you do. But I got to resolve the sorcerer's casting on you.
Sure can.
I'm throwing the hood up and moving.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, they're going to blast you.
Fail.
Actually, wouldn't that be a defy danger to pull the hood up fast enough? If it's going to do anything?
I got a 9 right now anyway, so.
You get the hood up, but you get blasted.
So you're going to be doing a Bilbo.
So there. It is a defy danger?
It's the same thing.
No, because I got other options.
Well, because it's not, you're trying to get to a spot where you can get the hood back up and activate it, because that's becoming sort of like, it's getting to a point where all you're doing is,
defy danger.
Yeah, it's becoming your defy danger as I throw the hood up. And that's not the intent. It's sort of like, it should be, I want to get to this and attack. If you've got free reign, you can do it.
I did that earlier.
Was it Sheila from Dungeons and Dragons?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's kind
I'm
of
in trouble.
All right, you.
At what point have I expressed any other desire than to get out of trouble?
You'll take a shot, but then you go ahead and do the
sure.
Do the roll. Roll 1d10.
10.
Oh, no armor as you get blasted with a bolt.
10 straight up?
10 straight up. Okay. Now go ahead and do the cloak.
Now invisible.
And maybe we just change the cloak that there's an option in there. If you get a 7 and 9, if you're trying to avoid danger at that moment, you suffer the danger before you go invisible.
Okay. That might be a better
option. Yeah, that may play better. Okay. We'll think about that.
I'll add it in.
I'm trying to make my own moves here.
I'll add it in, and
if it makes sense,
if it works, yeah.
He gets blasted as he flips the cloak up and goes invisible again. You've got the spear, Taros, as you're flying away. Regulus and Cassie are still standing on the stairs watching this debacle play out. And
the bloody axe somewhere dripping from it, and say, "Bow before your betters." To the assembled orcs.
Parlay.
And the shamans. He cheated! They cheated!
I put a human.
Well, I'll do you for that.
And the shamans are, you cheated, you totally cheated. He threw a knife, they took his spear, you had help. He's like, the orc king didn't have any help. Yeah, so I think you kind of violated the terms of the fight. You let them violate the terms of the fight for
terms
you.
Terms. Did you hear terms?
Orcs. Orcs. Orcs.
Orcs what? I heard no terms.
The shamans prepare to cast at you. Bow before your betters!
Well, then I'm going to kill them.
Okay.
Can I put a healing suitor?
Yes.
I play tune.
Do you have to touch him or?
No. I have a flute. I play music. If you can hear it, you get healed. Suitor, be careful. Oh, 6, 7, 8.
8, okay.
The ally gets the selected effect. Your spell still works, but you draw unwanted attention or your magic reverberates to other targets affecting them as well. DM's choice.
Go ahead.
Ooh, they reverberate on me.
Hmm?
Roll.
4 points.
The Orc King stands up.
Okie day.
Kill him again. His head.
And he lunges at you. Right. And you.
It's a bit late to have lunch together.
Right. But yeah, you're gonna lunch. Head. Go ahead.
8 plus 1.
Okay.
9 wouldn't have been.
So he gets a shot off on you.
Sure.
As you get a shot off on him. Roll 2d10 and add 2. And what are the die? Each one
6 and 4.
Okay, yeah, it's 8. Then
7 so far.
And you lop his head off again. He's like, rah! And he sticks you in your arm. Ah, stay down. Or, yeah, however you want to take the narrative, it's up to you.
Next.
And the shamans are still casting. I don't know if Regulus wants to jump into this or if he's,
no, he's too busy texting.
Texting, yeah. So they're going to blast you with their spell. What do you want to do about that, Surtur?
I would love to run out.
I mean, what do you, what?
I don't know.
I mean, you can dodge. I mean, you could try to just.
What I want to do is I want to hold up. I want to grab the recently decapitated orc chieftain's head and stick it between me and their beam so that they blast his face instead of me.
Okay. I give you agility. Go ahead.
Dex.
Dex. Dexterity. Sorry. Too much Savage Worlds.
Hmm. 11.
Is it to attacks or to?
It just says plus one ongoing. It doesn't
for
say.
For the length of the battle.
Yeah.
He's been blessed.
As long as you're standing and fighting, you're blessed.
Okay. It.
We've been 10 even without that, so.
It explodes the head, and you don't take any damage. And the shaman, they back off a little bit. They start to back up, and the orcs
grovel or die.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know.
I expect grovel.
All right,
charge.
Go ahead and give me a I think it's going to be Defy Danger Charisma.
Okay.
Parlay. He's got leverage.
They want to live.
Well, he's also got the, I mean, technically, he might have the spear.
Right. That's what I'm saying, leverage.
But, I mean, I don't know if Jason's flying away with the spear. is flying away with the spear. Do you want to jump back in? Or you're being awful.
Behind Cassandra and shape change, but.
Put another heal on Surtur.
Try.
Rock's looking bad.
Okay.
Surtur, no! Be careful! Oh, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, it goes off, but...
5 points.
The,
I got a 4 in defying that danger.
Oh. They charge in at you.
Bill, you heal 5 points.
They all charge in. You've got, like, 6 orcs around you. The sorcerer...
And starts casting at you.
Okay.
Gonna blast you, Cassie. Sorry, I'm just pointing. Gonna blast Cassie with their, bolts. Meanwhile, the orcs just start piling on Surtur and attacking him.
Okay, well I want to,
Because they didn't take your command very seriously.
Yeah, I realize that. So, next in charge, the shaman. I will, bull rush my way through the closing orcs to get to him and chop him down.
Okay. Go ahead and roll.
What am I rolling?
Just strength. We'll do strength.
Okay. 8.
Okay, get your attack off, but you're attacked by the orcs around you. You take damage from them, and the blast on you. They get ready to cast on you, and this is not. I'm not going to punish you for getting there. You
know. Sure.
So, but what are you going to do as the blast goes off?
Can I dodge the blast and play a tune back on them?
Yes.
Use dex.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead and dodge the blast.
Slip and roll.
Hide behind the tree.
There you go. Or the paladin.
Whatever works.
7, 8, 9.
Okay. So, if you're defined danger, you're gonna get blasted, but you can still get your spell off.
Okay.
Or you can forego the spell. And,
I'll take it.
Okay. Roll a d10. 8.
7.
Yeah. No armor.
Okay, 8.
Blast. You're attacked by the orcs.
Oh, wait, spell goes off.
Yes, roll your spell.
I play a crazed performance on the shaman that he's not performing. I mean, not attacking.
I want to resolve the attacks on him first.
Because the shaman are attacking me.
Well, one of them's attacking me.
I know.
You're attacking one and one's attacking me.
Right. But
orcs in general are attacking me.
Right. He's going through the orc. Let's resolve this and we'll come back and you'll get your spell off on the shaman.
Okay.
Okay.
Which everyone's still alive.
Go ahead and make your attack on the shaman and as they're attacking you as well.
11.
11, that'll hit, of course.
7.
Still up.
And the orcs
attack. The orcs attack you.
Failed.
Right, and you're surrounded. I'm gonna put, there's 6 around you. So it's gonna be quite a bit of damage here. These are just like the orcs who were attacking him. Do a d6 plus 7.
I rolled a 3. I take 10.
Spell over here with Cassie.
So I will...
Grace performance on...
I will, yeah, enrage the one he didn't attack.
Okay.
8, 9, 10.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Is that charisma-based? Yeah, it's charisma.
And what happens when you're successful? They attack.
On a 10 plus, the target attacks their nearest ally in range.
Okay. That shaman jumps at the other one right next to it and starts attacking, and then they go to the ground just fighting with each other.
Sham wow.
And the orcs are attacking, are still attacking you. They're pulling their knot and they're gonna try and, we got
magic weapon.
Okay.
On my spear.
Is that a -1? Ongoing? From earlier?
It's an XP!
6. 6 is a 5 fail, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And, the orcs are now noticing you. So a group of them charge you. And they're gonna attack you. They're coming out with their swords and they're gonna cut you up, Regulus. What are you gonna do about that?
I'm going to stab the closest one I can.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to step up my Regulus and attack one of those so that you can only get one on each one of them.
So you got the spear?
Yeah, I'm going to use it.
10.
That'll hit.
9 points of damage.
Kills him. You want to step? Are you defending or you attacking? You're going to go with a spear. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to basically stand by him so it's only one-on-one so they can't get any more up around us.
Okay.
8. Eight, unless the spear gives any bonuses.
Oh, that hits, but you're going to take a shot. I need a D6. Go ahead and take D6 plus. I'm not going to roll it. I don't. GMs don't roll dice in this game.
Well, you said you needed a D6.
I said I needed to say, Jason, roll a D6 and add 2 for the actual attack. And how many are on you? I'll say 4. So add 2. So D6 plus 1.
So 3?
3, no, I'm sorry, D6 plus 3. So, and it's 1 piercing.
So,
do you have armor?
Yep.
2?
3.
Okay, you only get 1 point of armor for that. And you get your attack off.
Why was it plus 3? I thought it was plus 2.
It's plus 2 to begin with, and then it's got an extra, there's another orc there. He's jumping into the fray with him, with the orcs that are fighting him.
Oh, him?
Always only half with
him being...
Regulus?
Yes, him being Regulus.
3?
Me.
Oops, sorry.
3.
Sorry. 5.
I've got a homemade move here. Okay. You feel the spear. I mean, it doesn't say it, but you hear sort of in your very core, yes! you get plus 1 ongoing.
Nice.
Until the end of the fight. And.
That's what happens when you pick up Stormbringer.
And 3 points. 3 hit points.
He heals 3 or he loses 3?
Oh, wait. But before you do this, he heals 3.
Nice.
However, here's the thing. When you do it, you feel sort of this bloodlust come over you. Roll your wisdom. Roll plus wisdom.
Oh, or you go berserk.
And I think you get a plus 1 forward, right?
Well, hang on a second. Well, hang on. You don't get the hit points or the plus 1 forward yet, but roll your wisdom.
9.
Okay. Now, you can refuse to get the plus 1 forward and the hit points. But if you accept it, gonna be evil.
I could add the evil
trait. What?
He's gonna be evil.
Aww.
He doesn't have to accept it.
Hey, it's close enough as it is.
So what are...
His choice is this. His choice is this. He can accept the hit point and the plus one ongoing and just sort of go with the flow and become evil, or he can resist it, not accept it, and just fight it off and remain, keep your alignment.
Regulus is the true leader. I stepped up to protect him. I'm going to become evil.
Ooh, doggy. Aren't there usually three options?
It don't have to be three options. It's just a move. It's you can do this and accept it. Because what happens is you can attack with the spear and do the damage.
I got all that, yeah.
And maintain who you are with a success. Or if you want to just bring it, you can let it happen. If you fail, you become evil outright. It's nasty. Nasty, nasty spear. I even wrote, wah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Jeff?
Yeah.
While all this is going on, I'd like to sneak around behind the horde.
Oh, and you feel the spear before when you fought the spear off? Actually, no. Not yet, because you got the 7 to 9.
Jack would like to sneak around behind the horde and try to loot the town, the orc camp.
Treasury?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am not going back into combat.
Jack sucks, everybody. Can we kill him?
Get out.
Can you kill him?
He brings me great things to fight. I don't want to kill him.
And I helped him in the beginning of the fight.
We should kill
took
him.
A hefty hump doing it too, man.
You can get around the horde. It's going to take a little while.
That's fine. I figured while this
so you you're
going to
abandon your party and you're going to go. You're just going to go around and find his tent.
Yes, I'm going to find the largest tent there and figure that that's got to be the orc chieftain's tent, and I'm going to see what's there.
Okay.
I actually figure we're not going to get to that tonight, and you're going to think of something over the next week.
You are giving me a hell of a lot of credit. Okay.
What?
But you can always ask me. I come up with evil ideas all the time.
I know.
Jeff doesn't need any help.
Okay, so you feel yourself slipping away into the spear.
Talos.
Okay, becoming evil. Let me switch this. I'm going to switch it. You're not evil yet. Okay? I'm going to switch a couple things here because that's pretty drastic at this moment. You feel yourself becoming evil and the spear having more sway over you, which means minus two tests against the spear when the spear wants to do something. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you want minus one and just accumulate them over time?
Minus one to the test of wills? Yeah. Yeah. I think that's better. And that's what we'll do is if you can...
Because that would be the losing control inch.
Right. And you start to... Yeah. So you the test of wills that you had earlier, because that seems a little... harsh. I mean, it's pretty harsh the way I wrote it, and I think when he's opposing you, you get the hit point, and you get the plus one to hit ongoing for this battle, and the hit points, they don't stay, all right. But you'll lose them at like a relatively. They'll stay through the battle. They're temporary, but now you keep a minus one ongoing to test of wills against the spear. Okay.
So there's no minus as long as I'm keep. For example, killing is what it's want. As long as I'm killing, there's no minuses.
No. Every time you kill something and you accept the boon, the evil boon.
Without rolling a 10.
Yeah, without rolling a 10. Or you can just accept it and go evil. You can just say, I don't want to roll. I'll take it every time, and you're evil, and you do what the spear says. And when you do that, you see the orc in front of you just sort of, and the other orcs back away from you guys. They're like, they don't want to mess with the spear.
I just get to kill one.
That's all I did was kill one.
So they start backing up. They
kill
backing
a right
up.
Running horde.
Meanwhile, the other orcs that are fighting the dwarf are going to try to take him out. Okay? What's the dwarf want to do about that?
I'm going to shove the shaman onto their swords, thus preventing them from attacking me.
Whose chamans are fighting each other now?
No, the one I attacked. There's three of them, right?
No, it's two.
There's only two?
There were two.
Never mind. I will just slice my way through them.
Okay.
Getting to a nice place where they can't come at me so forcefully.
Okay.
Some nice solid object to put my back against, so I'm only facing like three of them at a time.
Okay, so you're not trying to kill one specifically. You're just trying to like just swing to keep them at bay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Give me a defy danger strength. Or maybe I don't know if it's constitution or not, but I think strength fits. I think defy danger constitution's probably more endurance tests and stuff.
You're so blessed.
You are.
10.
Okay, you start swinging wildly, and they all stand back.
They've seen what this axe can do.
Mm. Right, and they're trying to get a get at you a little bit.
My axe with hooks and spikes and serrated edges and ancient.
And they also, as they're backing up, they sort of start bumping into the guys coming from him. And they start to realize that he's in possession of the spear, and they sort of see him holding it up and it's humming in his hand, and they all start backing away. I mean, they start pulling back, retreating from you guys at this point.
Kill one of them with it.
Demonstrate your superiority.
You said to step up.
Whack.
And the shaman are rolling on the ground.
Hmm?
The shaman are fighting each other?
Yes. They're still, and they're kind of getting, they're almost, they get trampled.
I help trample.
Okay. Yeah, the shaman are on the ground fighting, and the other orcs just like, start walking all over.
The shaman don't live.
And they're, yeah, and they're crawling. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. They get, yes, and you can help.
Yes,
if you'd like.
I help.
Kill one of them with it. Show them you mean business.
Heard the man. Step up and pop the nearest one. That'd be a 7.
Okay, same thing as before. Give me a test of wills. Or, no, sorry, it's a, it's, this is technically not a test of wills. It's a,
defy danger.
Hang on to your soul move.
Ooh.
Oh, resist the evil boon move.
It'd be plus 2 minus 1, so 9.
9. Okay, same thing as before. Another minus 1.
Do I need the boon? No.
Do you want the boon?
Come next game, doesn't matter what I roll, I'll be getting experience.
I'm going up, fellas. Evil's the way to go.
I'm running through.
Okay.
1 point.
The spear, actually, when it strikes you, it sucks your soul. You get a racist man. What is that?
I swallow your soul.
I don't know what that means.
It was in a video game back in when I was in grad school.
Okay, I thought you were doing something else.
No.
I swallow your soul.
It's also in Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness. That's what it was based originally from. But yeah.
Anyway, the way it's set up is if you're attacked, you make a roll to resist having your soul sucked out by the spear. I didn't do that. You took damage. That's okay. Cause it kind of would suck for you. The dwarf's dead.
You didn't have the spear when you attacked him.
Yeah. He never attacked me with the spear.
I thought he did.
Nope.
He was going to.
Oh, he attacked you.
Someone took it out of his hand.
Buzzard Boy took it.
Took it in the chest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's mine.
Condition he has? Can I absorb this condition?
What condition?
I don't know. I'm asking. Is this
curse?
No. It is based on the Stormbringer series. It's an homage, which means I'm stealing the idea. Elric, you've never read Elric?
No.
Oh, good.
Elric of Melnibone.
It's a blade that steals the soul of its victims.
Yeah, you kill that other orc. And plus 2, +3 hit points. And I may tinker with the hit points just to, so now you got plus 2 to hit and plus 6 hit points now. And it heals you.
As long as you keep killing.
Yeah. And you're standing there, the orcs are backing up, and you feel the spear go,
more.
Mm, paladin.
That's good eating.
Mm.
Nice crispy paladin.
So your Jack is sort of moving now with, and you're moving now with the orcs, trying to sort of stay with them as they're all heading back. Cool. And you see some of them actually, they look like they're running to the biggest tent there themselves.
Okay.
You've got the spear. You're standing there next to Regulus with the shard. The dwarf is sort of standing there bloodied from his fight and the man blasted. Cassie's sort of on the stairs behind you guys. And let's stop there.
Okay.
Wow.
How many points do you have left there, Surtur?
13.
Nice.
He's complaining. I'm the one that got 4 left here.
Cassie healed me several times along the way.
Okay, kept you alive?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
And I've got a few heads left
there. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you're still -1 ongoing, though, with your spells until you can prepare them again?
Yep.
Is that right? And yours was only temporary.
Okay.
Cassie's, that one, where you're having trouble with your spells.
Ooh, and I do not have Bless anymore.
Surtur is down to 13 hit points. Where's everybody hit point-wise?
21, Regulus.
I'm at 11.
7 and 6 temporary.
Jack has 4.
Well, it'll heal you. I mean, if you're down, it'll heal you, but anything that over and above your regular hit points, so.
13.
Okay, so you're at 13.
So he can go all Akira on you if he
right.
kills more than he gets hurt.
Right. Yes. Yeah, he basically gets over his hit point. They remain temporary, and he can just. Yeah. Yeah, so you got that shot off first, which is.
Good for you.
And then Jason stole the spear. Okay, so Terrace is at 13 hit points, and Jack?
4.
Wow, because you Told took you. The blast from the magic.
Yeah, everyone talks around and said, well, how many hit points does Talos have? How many hit points does Regulus have?
I've
just been getting smacked.
I was going to heal you until you went
Well,
invisible.
We couldn't see you, remember?
Yeah.
And Taros.
See, the thing is,
I regularly
take enough damage to kill you.
Yeah, I know.
So that's the way
it is. And Taros is a
total. +2.
Okay. -2. And Taros is -2 to ongoing to any will checks with the spear. And you, right now you've got +2 to hit and +6 hit points, or +2 to hit, and the hit points have basically healed you, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm still working through the moves here, I guess, then, and make them a little more balanced, for lack of a better word. All right, let's do end of session, and then we'll talk about it.
Did we learn something new and important about the world?
Yes.
Everybody gets an XP?
Yes, I think you all learned something new and powerful.
Did we overcome a notable monster or enemy?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody gets an XP?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's a toss up.
Wanted him to keep the spear. If we would have killed him with the spear in his hand, you would.
But you
had,
still
yes.
get the loot, right? But then you get the loot. But you
well,
got both.
Anyway.
You got both. All right, fine. Take your darn XP.
Kill them before you get the loot. Come
no,
on.
You could talk him out of it.
Oh yeah.
It's still overcoming him.
Stop it.
Did we loot memorial?
Yes, you certainly
three
did.
That's XP.
Bonds. Doug.
No.
Regulus.
I can't believe nobody's healing Jack.
I was going to heal
nobody
Jack.
Nobody can see Jack.
So he went invisible.
I can't see Jack.
No one even offered when I was. Jack? No one even offered when I was visible.
I don't have any bonds that I'm willing to resolve yet.
Bill?
Let's see. I have sworn to protect Cassandra. I'm not done with that. Regulus is soft, but I will make him hard like me. I don't feel like he's earned that yet.
Nope.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Okay. Well, y'all did all right anyway.
You got 2. Cassandra protects the child. Basically, I protect the child by walking away from her.
That's resolved.
Yeah.
And the other one is, he's a true leader. He said, kill it, and I killed it with the spear.
But is it resolved?
Oh, yeah, we're resolved both.
Oh, what do you think? Is it resolved? Yeah, you have to come up with new bonds.
Yeah, but I'll be evil by then.
No, I'm going to leave mine.
Well, here's the thing, though.
No.
Did he resolve his bond following your leadership? Just because I said stab an orc?
No.
You're going to say no? Is that what you're saying?
They were retreating orcs. I followed his rule. No, what is it? What's your code?
No cheap tricks.
No mercy.
No, just stab through the hand while they're unconscious. You are the...
No mercy against blasphemers or something?
I'm not showing any kind of mercy to these godless orcs. They don't have any code.
Well, then
don't
you're
act like they're worthy of paladin.
Then you're saying...
Okay, resolve it.
No,
oh, the orc. Oh, you stabbed him in his hand.
Dude. I want to point out, this is the first time you've played a paladin, right? Ever.
I don't know.
Come on, don't be grumpy.
Why are you being grumpy?
Quit being grumpy.
Oh, he's playing a paladin.
You don't like the way I'm playing my paladin.
I love the way you're playing your paladin. It's gives me grist for the mill.
I thought he did great tonight.
I like the way you, you're playing him as a hard line. Lawful cut of paladin. If you go evil, what happens? Is there evil druid? I don't think there is.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I don't think it says anything. It's not one of his choices.
No.
We'll have to change my alignment.
I think that's fair.
We're up to alignments now also.
Yeah, I mean, let's...
Unnatural menace.
If you want... I tend to agree, because I've talked to you more than once about your alignment and how you don't seem to be...
Playing chaotic than anything else.
Is there a one that's just called crappy?
Mm. Oh,
really?
Come on.
Are you really going to start? Because I can come down on you and Mr. Paladin over there. I'm being quiet.
Jack is crappy.
That was just
self-serving.
All right, so pick a category. I'm not going to give you any. You can't.
Right. Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. But yeah, I think everybody would agree that your character is probably more chaotic than he is evil. And...
I played the chaotic types almost at least once. All of those at least once.
That's hilarious.
Like what is
leap into danger?
Leap into danger without a plan.
Oh yeah, I've done that before.
My alignment.
Hang on. I am going to address this disparagement. Like
this disparagement.
Hanging from the ceiling in the first dungeon we had and swinging down and cutting some guy's throat. There was no plan. It was just me swinging down on top of it.
Throwing a dagger at the big bad and then taking the full brunt of the shaman.
And
so he wasn't quick enough.
And
well,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't say whether or not you're quick or not.
There's a valley full of orcs, and he throws a dagger at a chief. That's not really a plan.
Now, hold on. There's more in here, too. We can keep going on this thing. Chaotic. Reveal corruption.
Yeah, but we don't want to be here all night.
Reveal hypocrisy. I've done that 3 games straight.
Usually your own.
No, usually Doug's.
Not Doug's.
There's no character named Doug.
Oh, look at Doug
stuff.
With the what's up look.
What?
Doug with...
Yeah. What? Breaking unjust...
Hypocrisy.
Okay, break
Wait a minute. We just found out the shapeshifter ate Emily, and I'm supposed to protect that?
No. She chewed on a little girl.
Oh, yeah. She just took a little nibble out of the girl. Right. It was just a little bite of a girl.
That's
just
why she thinks she's a little
she's
girl.
A kid.
No.
She's still a kid.
No.
Yeah.
It's a creepy shapeshifter. The kid's dead. Emily is gone. This is an Emily suit. This is a bad guy in an Emily suit.
She's no longer in an Emily suit. Why didn't you just attack her straight up then?
He puts the lotion in the basket.
Hold on. Yeah. Why didn't you just attack Emily?
It's not Emily.
Why didn't you just attack the kid that you thought was Emily?
It's not a kid.
Then why didn't you attack it?
Because I like the idea of it being out there.
It's an... but that's a metagame thing. That's not a player thing.
Nor is it hypocrisy.
It is.
How is it? I'm supposed to honor the Emily suit monster?
You should.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Emily suit monster ate Emily. Therefore, Emily suit monster equals bad.
Let's do one at a time, at least.
This is a podcast.
If... Emily is this monster.
No, Emily's dead.
Just the thing that ate Emily. Supposedly it ate Emily. It could have come along after Emily was already dead, took a bite out of her just to stave off hunger. Right? At least that's what I'm going to try and establish.
The orc
if
dead.
If this thing is such an evil out there, you just let it go. As a good character, you just let an evil creature go. That is hypocrisy.
Okay, wait a minute. So argument A is that I should defend it because it's a little girl, and argument B is I should have killed it because it's not a little girl. You don't get both.
No, no, no.
You don't get both.
Because
no,
my argument is you should defend it because it's a little girl. That's my argument. Your argument is it's a monster, so I should let it go. That is hypocrisy.
No.
Your argument, Doug, I screamed for help
to kill the monster.
No, 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 no. You said
Did I not scream for help?
Let's calm down just a little bit.
I screamed for help.
Come on. Let's calm down just a little bit.
You didn't even think to attack it.
No. I screamed and it ran off.
Oh, no. Hey, guys, I don't care what you say as long as you're smiling when you say it. Smile.
Cassandra has
smile.
Never attacked anything except early on when she didn't have a choice. Every chance she gets, she plays her flute. Doesn't attack. That's not a change of behavior. So you
why
can't use that.
Why didn't you play your flute tonight?
I did.
Against Emily.
I called for help. Actually, I called for your help.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, I thought that was a little weird. Why would you
that
call
was,
for Jack?
That was really weird.
When you had just walked away from it.
Because Emily Monster was afraid of Jack.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Emily Monster said, don't call Jack.
And I called Jack, so Emily Monster would run off.
All right, I'll buy it.
That was a tossed off line by Jeff because I was talking at the time.
No, it wasn't.
Another reason.
There's no reason for her to be mad.
You said you wanted to burn the tree ant. You cut the head off the dryad. I mean, you are not very accepting of people not like you.
You are evil.
I'm not evil. I'm chaotic now.
I mean,
he's found a moral code.
Yeah, I've got a nice.
I said it earlier. Jack sucks. I mean, you act like this is news.
All right, this is not news.
Jack sucks.
Well, I'm alone in the orc camp now anyways. It's your chance.
No, you're there with 100 orcs. You're there with 1,000 orcs or whatever. Yeah, so.
Alone except for the orcs.
Okay.
Alone with the orcs by myself.
Tell me what, all right. Have we resolved the whole thing?
No, we haven't done alignment yet.
No. Have we resolved this, whatever this
was? Yes, I'm right.
Well, we know that's not true. All right, so
we agree that Roy thinks he's right.
Exactly.
I'll agree to that. All right, so Bill, what were you trying to say?
Alignment.
Yes.
My alignment is neutral. Defeat a worthy opponent.
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Mine's neutral and eliminate an unnatural menace.
Are you sure you're neutral?
Not for much longer.
Eliminate an unnatural menace.
You're becoming an unnatural.
Orcs are natural.
Yeah, I don't. What's the unnatural menace you eliminated? Because I'm not going to give it to both of you if you're talking about the big orc. Because you didn't eliminate. You grabbed the spear. Not only did you grab the spear, you embraced it.
I haven't embraced it yet.
You took the hit points
and you took the, and
no,
you're like,
embrace,
I'm okay
I don't
with
get the minuses anymore.
10 minutes ago, before they start talking, you were talking about how you're becoming evil and all this stuff. You are embracing the spear. I'm not going to give it to you.
Embracing the spear was to turn evil straight off, correct?
No, that's if you failed.
Yeah, that's if you failed. I mean, it's no. But see, you are not fighting what the spear is doing. Which is very unnatural.
You're accepting the benevolence of the spear.
But it kind of fits with your character, the way your character's going, because what you said?
Perfect.
What you said, the spear, you feel the cold touch of death, and you're like,
I've been there before,
and basically, I'm okay with it.
Been there, done that, have the t-shirt, what's next?
Yeah, so I tend to think that, you know, and I don't think there's any problem with your character becoming evil. I think it fits the story and it's fine, and I don't think there should be any penalty for it. Because I kind of like where your character's going. You turn into sort of the creepy hermit. Yeah, the creepy evil guy. All right, and I changed. And you're changing your alignment,
yeah.
So we're not gonna change anything. How about what do you got over there, Regulus? What do you got?
Lawful. Deny mercy to a criminal or unbeliever.
I'm gonna give you the experience for doing that. I'll be happy to award that. Because we pushed into it. It's like, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna do it anyway. And I'm gonna tell you what else. I'm gonna kill the Emily thing too if I find out that it was a shapeshifter. I wasn't there when all that was going down, so I don't know yet.
They kinda glossed over that, and then I think it was, and kind of my fault too for not facilitating, hey, they come back and there's no Emily.
Right. No, they came back and like, Regulus killed this godless creature.
I mean, as far as you know.
Right now that she is a nasty monster, I'm going to kill her too.
Well, as far as you know, Emily just ran off. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think everybody saw that. Or then saw Cassie go after yelling, Emily, 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 and then they came back with
that.
Emily
was missing.
Yeah, and then you saw them run off when he yelled for Jack. they came back and nobody talked about it. So you kind of assumed that nobody wanted to talk about it because what happened to Emily was so horrible. So, I mean, you could play it however you want. It doesn't matter to me. But I think it's reasonable to accept the idea that you didn't have to talk about it either.
So if Emily ran off in Regulus's eyes, that's one thing. If Emily turned into a monster and has been...
But you didn't see that. You haven't seen that.
Chewing shapeshifter, then that's going to be something different.
Yeah, but you didn't see that.
Exactly.
And you don't know about that yet.
Exactly.
Halo Man. Okay, so what do you got, Cassie?
Good. Perform your art to aid someone else.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
As always, it is the experience
generator.
Okay, so do we have any other business that we need to wrap up in the end of session?
I think that was it.
Okay, so I'm working on the moves for the spear and stuff. We kind of jumped to a point. Which is fine. I mean, it's more fun than just traveling through the woods fighting bands of orcs here and there and fighting monsters. Let's just get to the meat of it and go with it. It's moving a little quicker than I anticipated, which is fine. What do you all think? If you guys are okay with it.
I like getting right to the orcs tonight, other than going through and fighting five here, five there. That I'd like getting right to it.
Is this the beta?
I had fun.
He put that crown on tonight. It was great.
That was good. That was fun.
Were we warned about the spear?
Yes. We weren't warned about what
well,
the spear
you,
does. We
yeah, because you weren't the there.
I wasn't here.
We were told, and it's reasonable that we would have told your character that we needed the spear to defeat the demon.
But we weren't warned that it was evil. Though.
No, we weren't.
Okay. I think that's what Jason was getting at.
We weren't warned about what the spear does. We said we needed it to defeat the demon.
Right.
Yeah, so you all are happy with where it is, how it sort of turned out. Nobody feels like it sort of feels organic so far.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well,
especially there's no penalty in changing alignment.
They talk about changing alignment, I think, in the book. I'm going to have to look at it.
I was looking at it earlier.
But I think what happens is
it makes sense.
Yeah, I think what makes
and
sense.
And it really has made sense, especially over the past few games.
And the whole thing with the spear, you know, it pushes you that way, and I don't maybe forcing a character to change their alignment's not good, but, you know, it gives you a force of will, but if there's no way you can possibly succeed, then maybe you become, you get the cumulative points to, you're effectively evil because the spear starts controlling you. It may even suck your own soul and kill you.
Isn't forcing someone to change alignment unnatural?
But changing alignment's not unnatural.
Don't you have a thing in your thing under lawful means defeating something unnatural? Isn't unnatural one of those
no,
terms?
No, unnatural is lawful.
That's him.
It's the druid.
Oh, what happens instead of like doing that, doing like a rage, for every round that I wield is the penalty to come out of it, so I keep attacking the nearest thing? Because essentially the spear is wanting me to battle. So far that I've got.
No, because the spear is not so much as it wants to feed, but it doesn't necessarily feed indiscriminately. I mean, it'll feed, but it also likes having, because it may decide it likes Regulus more than you, and say, give me to the paladin. And you would go, I mean, the spear may say, you know, that dwarf,
he's already got the magic helmet.
He's pretty tough. I think I want to be with the dwarf. I think I want to be with you. And you go.
Dumped by a spear.
And the spear dumps you. I mean, you.
Sure.
you keep the spear pretty much as long as the spear wants to be kept. I mean, or you sit there and fight with it. But the more you use it, the less chance you have to actually make those decisions for yourself. I mean, if you're like, yeah, I like the spear, but the spear may tell you to do something you don't want to do. I mean, something you really don't want to do.
I've already got to sacrifice somebody to the altar of druids to get my things back.
So as far as the maneuvers go.
The moves?
The maneuver. Move. What triggers it?
The first move is hang on to your soul. That's if you're attacked by the spear. If the spear hits you, you basically have to make a save or have your soul sucked. If you're using the spear.
So how does it
How does that work? If you fail...
You're dead?
You're dead?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if you fail it... It kills you. I might reduce it to like half hit points or something. Give it a, that might be a little too powerful, but it's supposed to be nasty.
So
if you get a 10, you resist it.
Right.
If you, on a 7 to 9, you take damage. You take the damage.
On a 7 to 9, shouldn't you get choices?
Well, you take the damage and, yeah, but you don't die.
Well, yeah, that's always a 7.
You take the damage of the choices. Not, I don't think every move has choices. I mean, it's...
Well, I'm inclined to disagree, but I'm not sure.
I don't think they all do. Like, hack and slash is pretty straightforward. It's hit or you hit and you take damage, or you don't hit. Well, I mean, it's a couple of choices, but... does it need to be worked out? Yeah. I just don't want... But I don't want it to be the point where you guys are surprised... Or it's completely unfair where you're like, I didn't expect that. But this is the kind of thing. The spear is the kind of thing where you don't use it lightly.
Right.
Exactly. I just want to make that very clear. The evil boon is the hit points that you get when you kill somebody. And when you do it, then you have to resist the taste of souls move, which is the one that Jason, Taros rolled against a couple of times. And then the test of wills.
We're licking at the souls though.
Would it work better if it was an activated ability? If you wanted a special effect off of the spear, then you have to test?
No, because the spear's an entity in itself.
Well, yeah, but all the tests we do are things we choose to do.
Right. You choose to attack with the spear.
You could choose to put the spear down.
And you could choose not to use the spear in combat.
But I'm saying that would be a hack and slash move.
No. It's a.
No, what I'm saying is, if we attack with the spear, mm-hmm. it is a hack and slash move.
Yeah, but the spear
and I.
It's not. You can't. That I tell you what. If you beat the spear in a test of wills, then you can keep it from sucking souls.
I'm.
The spear is.
It's more of maybe an unfamiliarity with the system, maybe. But I'm from over here. I get the. It's doing things that nothing else in the game does, so I'm wondering if it might be better in a different setup.
I don't think so. I think one of the things that they encourage you to do is, one, make your own moves.
Oh, definitely make your own moves.
And two,
it's a move that's made when you make a move.
But no, it's...
That you don't actually have a choice about making that move.
Well, when they... No, they have...
I don't know if any other move chain that follows...
Let me talk for a second. If you read in the book, they
have... I was
just
trying to make my point.
I know, but and what I'm telling you is, if you look in the book, they have an example where they're talking about a portal, and all you have to do is stand in the light of the portal, and you have to make a test, and they make the test as like 10 plus you're found worthy, 6, 7, and 9, or you're not, something happens and then you fail. I mean, and you don't get a choice in that. I mean, you the choice is you step into the light. There's no role about whether or not you step into the light.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying, is if you use the spear to attack...
Well, see, that's exactly what I was saying I wasn't familiar with.
Right, and that's what I'm saying is if you
I'm just look at what little I have of what is there to do. I was a bit confused and concerned.
The choice is I'm going to pick up the spear and attack, stab somebody with it. That's the choice. And there's no other role associated with it. And then you accept the consequences and the roles of... choosing to use the spear.
I can see that.
But then
I like it because it's got that old school feel where you pick up that magic item, you don't know what that magic item does.
Stormbringer, come on.
Yeah. I mean, you just, it's not, oh, well, it's a +2, it's a Vorpal sword, you know, blah, 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 it's in the book somewhere.
Yeah.
This is, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason made his roll. His first roll, he made the roll. He chose to keep using the spear.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely designed not to be your go-to weapon. And I like that.
Yeah, well, the question is now, once you start to get to that point, you know, you have to... And I'm wondering at this point if it's almost too powerful with regard to... Say Jason decides, I want to not use the spear. Or the party decides, regardless of what Taros decides. the players decide, we don't want him using the spear anymore. We need to get it from him. And he makes a roll and fails, which is, I think, maybe the cumulative minus two.
It's for that battle.
And minus three and minus four and minus five. That may be too powerful because eventually he doesn't, it takes away Jason's control of his character. I mean, it doesn't even give,
with that kind of,
yeah, and it doesn't give him a reasonable shot.
I mean, no matter what that is, the whole concept of it is aimed at taking away Jason's character or whoever's wielding it, taking away
their character. Well,
it could reset at the end of the battle. When you stop using it after time, it resets. After you put it down and you walk away from it, you get your mind
back.
But
I don't know if that fits with
the
concept of this is the badass weapon, you don't want to use it kind of thing.
Well, but and also the weapon wants to feed.
Yeah.
So.
Well, my thing is, you know, like you've got the rage ability, like a berserker state. As long as they keep going, the cumulative thing, if I want to come out of like the berserker state, then I'd have to roll. Or I keep fighting and I could attack one of you randomly.
Maybe the cumulative minus one is too much. Maybe I need to just start putting, instead of having so you always have an even shot at the test of wills and using it, unless you make the decision, or if you fail outright. Maybe a failure outright is when you start adding the minus ones.
Well, a failure outright means you do something nasty as a GM.
And I think nasty
which is never codified in any maneuver. Or move, because that's when you get to play.
I think would probably be better is, all right, take away the alignment change in the move. And all right, so you get a 10 plus, you kill somebody and you say, I'm going to resist or you roll a 10 plus. You get the boon, but you fight it off.
You roll a 10 plus, you get the boon. But
that's not right.
Roll a 7 and 9. What are the penalties? You get nothing.
Well, the 7 through 9 could be the bonus. Option. The bonus, or the 7 through 9 could be the hit points, and whatever failure he comes up with. For example, like I was getting a bonus and the hit points. I got to pick which one.
Or
10 plus, you get the boon. 10 plus, you get the boon. 7 and 9, you don't get the boon.
Or,
and you just do regular damage. But a 6, you get the boon and,
see a 6.
And with a 6 or less, 6 or less, 6 or less, the,
I got one, if you don't kill the creature.
Well, hang on, or I'm gonna lose it. 6 or less, the spear gets a hold on you, and you get a minus 1 ongoing cumulative to your wills, your test of wills against it. So then, it's a much narrower chance. And it's on the failure, when you're using it. So you get the boon on a 10 or 10 plus, you don't get the boon, on a 7 and 9, and it just seems, it still kills them, but.
I don't know, I kind of like the way it was, because
on the failure, it takes life from you.
Or on a
like
failure,
the 3 points
it dictates
from
your next action.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
There's the risk. This is awesome until I screw up. And when I screw up, bad things are going to happen.
You automatically fail the test of wills. No,
when you fail, the spear dictates your next maneuver.
Right.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
No, that's good, Doug.
It's going to be a random?
No, what I think is...
It's whatever the GM wants to do.
Right. Yeah.
Stab the paladin. Okay.
Well, that could be great and dandy for me. I could care less because I'm not the one that's going to have to die. You know, I'd love to stick you and, hey, you didn't roll a 10, you're dead. Or you got to make your compliments to death.
That's a different power, but yeah.
No, it's every time you stick somebody, correct? That they're rolling against their willpower to be saved.
To get their soul sucked, yeah.
To get their souls back. Sorry, with me, I'm the one wielding the spear.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you want me to stab? Okay.
Hey, but you know what? If there's nobody close by, could take yours.
It's all right. I can live with that.
Ranged weapons.
Or not.
I wouldn't be getting close to you. I'd just be hurling.
You're not close to us.
I'm going to think about it for a little while. I want to think about it some more. And
love it as a concept.
It's not mine.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
thank you, Michael Moorcock.
I try to steal good ideas. I want to think about it a little more. I just want to find a way to make it more playable, where it is not, where it's not. It's fun, but you know.
It needs to be terrifying.
Yeah, it has to be something where you, when you do it, you go, I'm going to use a spear. And everybody goes, yeah, so.
I kind of felt like that tonight.
You feel like that every night.
I was surprised that you kept using the spear, but, you know. Yeah.
Okay, so Roy likes the way the spear worked. I tend to think, though, I kind of like you fail. Maybe it's you take the damage and then it's just minus one ongoing to test of wills. The spear wants you to do something.
Why don't you think about it and send it out? Because we've just been going around in circles about what we're going to do right now, and it's
and then we can late. Send it back with whatever we
yeah.
have.
Yeah, I think I'll just with. Stick at the minus one though. But I do like the it dictates your next move on the failure.
I kind of thought that's what it was going to do anyways. But
yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay.
All right. Well, hope I had a good time.
Yeah.
And next week.
All right. Everybody gets to take a night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
See, no respect for poor Jack. I may have to do something about that. We hope you enjoyed episode 100. We certainly had fun playing the games. Now, send us some feedback. Our email address is roy@rusackgamers.com, and our voicemail is 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Dungeon World is copyright Sage LaTorre and Adam Coppell.